much about.
So, coasting time is officially over. Big changes are coming, and they're coming fast. And if you don't like them, this is called a door. You can walk right through it. All right? I'm not here to be your friend. I like my life outside of this place. I live to leave at 5.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Want some pudding?
Morning, sunshine.
I don't like that.
Nobody seems to.
Wow, I had no idea you were a moron.
We talk about buying an island and just everybody who wants to just come and live on the island with their monkeys.
Yes, I love you.
And Belinda, I just can't understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that.
And now,
Airtight,
our feature presentation.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's an all-new week of Kevin and Bean shows on a Monday morning.
What's up, party people?
What's happening?
Bean!
Lisa!
How you doing?
Hey, Lisa. Do you work at Subway? Because you just gave me a foot long.
I will tell you that I do miss Lisa a great deal when I'm on vacation.
Oh, my God.
It's the only one, though, right? She would not care to know.
Oh, alrighty.
I mean, I really miss Lisa, but strangely, I'm able to still really enjoy her. So it's kind of a good combination, actually.
Don't know.
So
where
the whole gang is back together. How is everybody? How was everything? I'm super bummed out. I'm having microphones.
What's happening there?
I'm super bummed out with some of the guests on the Kevin Bean Show last week that I was not able to talk to, like our friend Jesse James, who I love.
He's great.
Was he awesome as he always is?
He was, and Kat came with him. Just sat in the other room.
Ooh, nice.
And Jesse, I kept thinking, how do I switch them out? How do I get Jesse in the other studio and Kat in ours?
The thing about Jesse is, warts and all, he gives you the real story. You know what I mean? He's honest, and he's the first guy to say, hey, I'm an F-up, and here's the deal. You know what I mean? Which I love about him so much. Not enough to buy and read his book, but I certainly admire him a great deal.
It's pretty fascinating. If you have any interest in his story, it's pretty well done.
I do. I've overdosed on buying books this year that I'll never read. And I just, at some point, I've got to wade in because I have so many great books I'm really excited about.
Is there any other kind of book than the one you won't read?
That's all you do buy, right?
That's all I have.
That's an interesting point. And the other guy that I was super bummed out to miss last week was Governor Ventura, who you know I love because he's so crazy.
Yeah.
You would have enjoyed the crazy, for sure.
Was he crazy?
I think I needed you because I handled him very poorly.
Did he, what do you mean? How so?
Well, you know, his book
is loaded with facts.
Right, and you know I don't abide that. His book, you know, like 63 things the government doesn't want you to read or something like that. We got quickly to 9/11, and I just
that's his baby right there.
Right,
it's an inside job, right?
Right, for me, that's the bubble. If you believe the government did it, you crazy.
Right.
If you have some questions, but you know the government could, then you're okay. So I called him crazy, and you know I have no details at my disposal. So he's like, "Did you read this book?" And I went, "Nope." And he said, "I read it." And I said, "Well, I still think you're crazy." And it didn't go quite as well.
Was he in studio or on the phone?
No, he was on the phone.
Okay, so he couldn't physically beat you down.
No, but I really did feel like he wanted to.
Okay, because he is a former, you know, WWF. Yeah. So, I mean, he could certainly take you down if he had to.
Right, I know.
And a former Navy SEAL, isn't he?
Yeah, former Navy SEAL.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe he didn't force himself into the Osama bin Laden mission.
That good point. Yeah, that didn't go quite as well as I'd hoped.
Oh, well, that's too bad, because I do enjoy
it. Because I'm not smart.
I could.
And he is.
But it doesn't matter how smart you are with a guy like that who's convinced that things are the way they are. We talk about this all the time. Offer all the proof in the world you want. If they're convinced it's their way, then they can explain away any facts. So in some ways, facts wouldn't have helped you in the case against Jesse.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely true.
It made his head explode that I was willing to call him crazy and have no facts.
Well, he just doesn't know you like
that's
we do.
That's what I said. That's how I work.
Let me, real quick, before we get into today's all-new show, let me just tell you that Craigslist is a gold mine, and I know you've known this for a long time, Kevin. You're always trolling the Craigslist for awesome stuff. First of all, there are tons of – in every city in America right now, there are people who are offering to take your stuff off your hands when you are raptured at the end of the world. When is the 21st? When's that happening? Is that Friday? Is that Saturday?
Well, this is the 16th, so
– this week, right?
Yeah,
calendar in front of me, but So Friday. So the end of the world is Friday. So there are people all over Craigslist saying, hey, if you don't have anyone to take your stuff when you're gone, here's my information. Get in touch with me and I'll arrange to come pick up your stuff after you're gone, which I think is extremely generous of those people in order, you know, they'll come and clean out your apartment, for instance.
So those people. So who goes?
Well, the people who live there won't need their stuff anymore because they'll be raptured on Friday.
Why
so
will the other people be there?
Well, because
they're crappy people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because they're crappy people, because they're not saved.
I got you.
So I think, A, that's awesome, is that, you know, I don't have to worry about what happens to all of my stuff, and I can make sure it goes to somebody who wants it.
Right.
If I just call them and, you know, I guess give them the access code and a copy of the key to my apartment.
Right. Yeah, no, that's smart.
Seems like a good move. And the other thing, if anyone's going to be in Washington, D.C. this summer and they're looking for a sweet deal for a one-bedroom in the fashionable DuPont Circle area of D.C., which is a really great place to be, it's a two-bedroom apartment there. And this person on Craigslist is going to be leaving for the summer because they're going to a Danish cat convention.
A what?
There's
a Danish cat convention?
Now, you tell me if this sounds like this might be a real ad, because I do have my doubts, but on the other hand, I really want it to be real. I will be away for the summer in Denmark, attending the Danish Cat Convention, and then I guess assume staying for vacation. You will share the apartment with 16 well-mannered cats and two Roombas. The cats will occupy the other bedroom. The Roombas, which is that robot vacuum cleaner, will be on patrol to help keep the hair situation under control. All I ask is that you refill the cat's automated food dispensers once a week and clean the Roomba filters every 3 days or so. Below is a brief description of the house cat mates. And then there's a list of all of the cats by name and what they're like. There's Hoppy, who's a little jumpy. There's Duran, who's pensive. There's Lightning, who's slow and old. Lightning 2, who's slow and young. I mean, it just goes on and on and on when they name all the cats and the Roombas. Please email if interested. Happy to provide pictures of the cats or the apartment. Could that be for real? Can somebody have 16 cats and is looking for somebody to sublet?
Absolutely.
But you wouldn't want just someone to sublet. You want a house sitter.
Yeah, they would. I'm sure they would screen. Not just anyone could do this.
I mean, you need a pet sitter is really what you need.
Well, I believe that there's cat people are crazy. So I would believe there's somebody with 16 cats that's going away for a while and wants somebody to live there.
I mean, this guy is looking, I think, Lisa, to sublet. So he's looking for a way to make some cash on the apartment that he's not using for the summer. So he's asking for $900 a month.
Right.
So you have to pay to take care of this.
You pay, and then you are also responsible for looking after 16 cats. That's not a job for anybody, right?
Not much of a deal.
No, that's a bad deal.
Is there anyone who would take that deal if the apartment were free? If you could live there for free for 3 months?
No. 16 cats? No way.
Wait, does the guy want to come home to 16 cats?
Yes, I think he's...
Or is he trying to weed that number down a little?
No, I think he thinks they're his pets, and he wants to make sure that Bebop and Cappy and Apina are all going to be alive and well when he walks back in the door after a summer year.
Bebop, how'd it go?
Well, Bebop is paranoid and jumpy, according to this guy.
Tell me.
Oh, anyway, so there's a deal. If you're heading to our nation's capital, I got a sweet apartment for you.
I think you could pretty much just go with, if it's on Craigslist, it's effing shaky.
Yeah.
Well, that's possible, too.
So that's always been our policy.
Anytime you can post something free, there's an incentive to fake it, right?
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Mm-hmm. That is an astute observation, Kevin.
Thank you. Petros Papadakis will be here talking sports. Harvey Levin from TMZ talking celebrities. I believe we're going to take his celebrity tour here sometime soon, B.
Yeah, he just kicked it off, I think, officially this week.
He was very excited about last week.
I'm sure he is.
He said, "Guys, I'm gonna be the leader sometimes on that bus." I was like, seriously.
I could be a tour guide.
Who's busier than Harvey?
There's probably a ton of money to be made in that tour, by the way.
Well, yeah, it certainly is an existing...
Not that Harvey needs the money, but I mean, there's even more for him.
Yeah, it's a crappy system the way they do it now, so... You don't even have to be good, and you probably stand out.
Yeah.
So we have that coming up. We have highlights of the Celebrity Apprentice last night.
Getting down to the final two.
Big tease. Just a big tease last night.
Three-hour big tease?
No, it wasn't three. It was two.
Oh, okay.
It's three the week before, but I'm sure next week it'll be like four, where Donald will just sit there and look at people, and they'll just look back at him. Silly things you lied about to fit in. We did a list, I think it was last week or maybe the week before, about how you just finally gave up and said that you've seen movies because you get a bad reaction every time. All right.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
I see.
I haven't seen The Godfather, but everybody says it's great. I don't want to go through the entire conversation of telling them that I haven't seen it, and then having them say, "What? You haven't seen it?" So then you just go, "Oh yeah, it's great, yeah." So you just lie about seeing a movie or going places or doing things.
You don't do that ever.
No, I don't. I don't care. I really don't care.
Because you get that all the time.
Yeah. That's what happens to me full time.
Yeah.
But I don't really care. Right. But a lot of people do. They just want to fit in. So they just start lying about little stuff. And usually it's stuff that doesn't matter at all. Plus, we have a new game. And Bean, you weren't here last week to hear this. But Mumford the Hits is sweeping the country.
We talked about Mumford the Hits the week before, but didn't get to play it.
Yes.
So I think I know how it goes, and it sounds awesome.
It's the best. Yeah. So anyway, that's coming up. We have your Weenie Roast tickets for that this morning as well. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat now. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:49.
You want the Weezer? We got the Weezer coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also some Rise Against, Nirvana, and the Dirty Heads. Ralph Garman, what up? Do we have microphone trouble? Are we good with Ralph?
I don't know. He's not...
He's
faking like he's talking because that mic didn't work last week.
We had problems last week with that mic, so I was just wondering which mic. Is this mic, that mic, talking to the mic? Hello, check. Does this one sound good?
I don't think it sounds good if you get too close.
All right.
Yeah.
I've heard that we get the equipment that the company believes we deserve based on how they feel about the show.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's
what
true.
I've heard. Before you get into show business, Ralph, I had to ask you something.
Yes. Photographers are getting itchy. Ask away.
I know. Smallville.
Yes. The finale of Smallville.
How was the series finale?
It was excellent. Really well executed.
I don't
executed.
Watch the show, they but I've, a great always, job. I've always had a great deal of respect for it and thought it was so well done. I just didn't have time to include it. But I know everybody was looking forward to the last one. Did he end up being Superman and flying away?
Turns into Superman. It'd be
funny
really?
If he wasn't.
Which is... becomes Batman.
I'm not feeling
throws
it.
Throws everybody.
What? He's got a cape and a cowl. He's driving a car. I don't understand. I'm confused. Who is he?
Yeah, that would have been the ultimate FU. But now he puts on the Superman costume, and he learns how to fly, and then he becomes the hero he's meant to be, which is kind of the point of the story.
And it was super well done, like
very
that
well
show
done.
So often was.
But it was interesting. They didn't give you like a hero shot of him in the costume and stuff.
Right.
You just sort of see him at the end in different situations flying by, and you can tell he's sort of in the costume. They didn't really do like a big Superman moment like you would in a Superman movie, which I thought was kind of cool because the story really was about him as a kid growing up in Smallville.
And they said he would never wear the costume.
Yeah,
originally.
So they kind of gave you hints of it, glimpses of it, but really it was more about the wrap-up.
So it's just somebody flying by really quickly?
No,
going,
you know,
I think I just
him.
Saw someone.
No, they're like long shots and stuff, but they didn't do like a big moment where he steps out into the with the costume,
right,
which I thought
was
very nice and restrained and a good way to handle it. So they did a good job.
Well, every time I saw that show, I was impressed with how well they did it. And who would have ever thought a program like that, which seemed like a fluke on the, what, WB when it started, like, yeah this will last maybe a season. Who would have ever thought it would go 10 years.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well done.
They talked about that show and they said their rule had always been no flights and no tights regarding the character. You weren't going to see him in the costume and he wasn't ever going to learn to fly. He was going to just show the struggles of him trying to get a handle on his powers and grow up with being different and all that stuff.
Right.
And they said, well, we didn't know it was going to last 10 years when we made that policy,
yeah.
So we had to change our
Sometimes
mind.
You have
the
to
end.
Change your policy.
But Michael Rosenbaum came back as Lex Luthor at the end and stuff and everything. So it was nice for
that's cool.
for the fans to get their just desserts.
Well, let's move on and see what else is happening. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new week. What's going on?
Before I get to Showbiz News, I've got more passes to give away to special Kevin and Bean screenings of some of the summer's hottest movies. Last week, of course, we gave away tickets to Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Now this one, this is for my boy Kevin. This is Kevin's world we're living in now.
Tell me.
First two callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. Get a pair of passes to see The Hangover Part 2.
That's what I'm talking about.
Kevin, he will be, you'll see him in line in the front of the theater. He's going to camp Alex, a Star Wars geek. He's getting a tattoo on his face, and he's going to have a little monkey with him. So that's how you'll be able to tell it's Kevin.
I came from there this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Didn't you lose your place in line, though, if you came from there?
He paid a bum to stand in line for
him,
right?
That's a good idea. Yeah.
And the good thing about Kevin going to see The Hangover 2 is there's no possibility he'll be disappointed.
Nope. Because he doesn't remember Hangover 1.
No matter what.
He doesn't remember Hangover 1. So.
How dare you?
He'll say, oh, that's a great movie. They should make another one of these.
Where they go to Vegas or something.
Yeah, it'd be great. It's not only the special Kevin and Bean advance screening. It is the world premiere.
Yay!
The stars and all?
Of The Hangover Part 2. It's going to happen at Grauman's Chinese Theater in beautiful downtown Hollywood, California this Thursday, May the 19th. You get to see the stars Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, Zach Galifianakis, Justin Bartha, Ken Jeong, Mike Tyson.
Hey.
Everybody's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there, and now you will too if you're one of the first two callers at 1-800-520-1067. Speaking of movies, Thor continues to pull in the big bucks this past weekend. As we look at the top 10 movies at the box office, he racked up more than $34 million in the second weekend. Very strong for Thor. And that puts him just over the $100 million mark in 2 weeks. Not too shabby. Bridesmaids came in at number two, $24.4 million in its debut.
And that's huge compared to what they were expecting, right?
Yeah, did very well for itself. And I saw this weekend. It is a funny movie.
Excellent.
Yeah, really. It's very, very good.
I went into Bridesmaids for about 30 seconds and put on my 3D glasses.
It's not 3D.
And you? Then I realized I was in the wrong theater, so then I went to the next theater and saw Priest.
Ah, Priest in 3D.
I looked around and was like, why does nobody else have their glasses on yet?
Oh, what a douche. It's been so funny. You sat there through the whole movie like, I don't, wait.
Where's the priest?
Is Maya Rudolph a vampire? I'm confused.
And they do a pretty good job at most modern movie theaters of showing you which film is in which room. I mean, there is a fairly large sign that says this is the screening for this movie, right?
Sure, if you look at those kind of things.
Okay. Oh,
man.
Kristen, what, are you just going in guest?
Yeah. There was one hallway.
This have door for movie. I'll go in some movie.
There was one hallway, and then there were two movies at the end of it.
Now, uh-huh.
One and two. Now, would you think one on the left, two on the right? Because that's what I thought.
I think that's reasonable.
So yeah. I went into the one on the right thinking it was two. And it
but
wasn't.
I wouldn't try to guess which movie was in each room either. I would look for some sort of, I don't know, hint.
Only Kevin goes to the AMC Maze 14 where it has big question marks over the theater doors. Everyone else seems to manage to find the theaters fine.
I found it.
But everyone else seemed to have no problem. That's what I'm saying, right?
You don't hear from them. They don't admit it.
Okay.
Kevin's theater is set up like Wipeout. You've got an obstacle course to go through to get to your theater.
Bridesmaids, $24.4 million in its debut, did very well for itself. Kristen Wiig is amazing in the film.
Is she?
And Melissa McCarthy, who's on that Mike and Molly show, which I don't watch, but I'm going to have to start because she's so freaking funny in this movie. Very entertaining. Fast Five was third, then Priest 3D came in at number four with $14.5 million in its debut. If Kevin could have just found the theater,
they would have
had a little bit extra money.
How dare you.
Rio was fifth. Jumping the Broom was sixth. Something Borrowed was seventh. Water for Elephants came in at number eight. Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family was ninth. And then Soul Surfer rounding out the top ten at the box office this weekend. Lady Gaga is back on the market, fellas. Woohoo! If you're looking for a woman that's talented, independent, and confident enough to dress in meat and duct tape, she is the one for you. Apparently, things have gone south with her longtime boyfriend, Luke Carl. And she's single, looking to mingle.
Hmm.
Okay, you were born Stephanie Jeremiah. Why did you change your name? How did you come up with Lady Gaga?
It's a good question.
I miss Larry.
I think I'm out on Gaga.
You're out on the Gaga?
Yeah. Have you seen the picture they're using on iTunes for the coming soon?
Her in the motorcycle?
Sure is a dude.
She turned in the motorcycle, that one?
No, she's just sitting there and she looks weathered and beaten and old. And
Isn't she only in her 20s?
Man-ish.
Yeah, she is in her 20s.
She does look like a rough man for someone that age.
She's had a hard life, man. She was born in an egg, first of all. She had to come out of an egg. Then they dress her in meat, which can't be easy. It can't be good for your skin either, have that meat around you all the time.
It's good
all
point.
That moisture. Yeah, I think she's very talented,
she's
though.
Not one I obsess over by any stretch.
I don't find her sexually appealing, but I find her enormously talented.
Sure.
I came across the HBO Madison Square Garden special on Saturday night. They were re-airing it, and I only stuck with it for about a minute. And she had this giant, crazy blonde hairdo that she was, whipping her hair back and forth on stage. And her whole front, she was wearing like a bra and panties, and her whole front was just smeared with blood.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I thought, really? Mm. What's happening? Right.
Mm. And would you buy the issue, an issue of Playgirl magazine to see Prince William and Harry nude in Playgirl?
No.
He's but Harry?
Harry.
What?
Prince Harry.
Oh.
Harry. Well, you know, come
that would
on.
Never
it's,
happen.
It's the fever. It's the royal fever. Everyone's got the royal fever now.
That would never happen because of
give
the
me
royal
Kate and Pippa.
Because of the royal family. Who's Pippa?
The sister.
Oh.
A hot sister.
Not hot, by the way. Not.
She is hot.
Not even close
she
to
is
hot. No way.
Is this one of those where she's in the category of hot for her sisters?
For everyone who showed up at that royal wedding that was in the wedding party that got out of a limo with a goofy hat on?
Right.
Yes, maybe she was the hottest of those. Other than that, not even close to hot. It's insane how people are talking about this Pippa.
First of all, she's hot enough to want to see naked. I think you'd agree with me on that. And second
that is
of all,
a huge amount of people, by the way, when it comes to women. Line. It's a lot of people.
But I'm saying compared to what you're pushing, your male porn over there with the William and Harry, I'm saying give me Kate and Pippa. That's the issue I want to see.
Well, the difference is that I have a story and a joke. unless you have either of those, maybe you just want to shut the F up and let me finish the report.
Ralph, tell me more about Playgirl.
Jesus Christ.
They're going to be in Playboy?
Doing this report like Kevin trying to get into a movie theater.
Never a problem.
Gonna keep making rights and lefts, and I'm putting my glasses on and taking them off.
I like to keep it interesting for you, Ralph.
Oh, F sec. Let's just go to the birthdays.
Let's hear about the thing.
Danny Trejo is 67 years old today. He can still kill you with his eyebrows.
Yeah.
He is machete.
Machete.
Danny Trejo is 67 years old today. Pierce Brosnan, another older dude who can take you out. 58. Still James Bond. Deborah Winger, 56 years old today. Chris Novoselic of Nirvana celebrates his 46th birthday today. Janet Jackson is 45. David Boreanaz, my fellow Philadelphian. He was as brokenhearted as I was when the Flyers were swept by the Bruins. He is 42 years old today. Tracy Gold, actress, 42. Tori Spelling is 38. Wee Man, Jason Acuna, celebrates his 38th birthday today. And actress Megan Fox celebrates a birthday.
Oh, come on.
She is 25 years young today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Woo! 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 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Why are we doing something in 15 minutes called Dave Lies About Seattle? What's that about?
I don't know. He was telling a lot of lies about you. We just thought you would want to know. Stabbing you in the back, basically.
Dave came up and ate my food and slept in my bed and used my electricity and my water. Then he went back and backtalked me?
Yeah, he was bad-mouthing the whole time.
What?
I mean, he might as well just have stabbed you right in the back with a sword.
Wow. Okay. Well, I do want to hear about that. I appreciate you pointing that out to me. So that's coming up here. First, though, Kevin Bean Afro Line. We got that number set up for you 24 hours a day at 323-520-1067. Do I remember the number correctly?
Is that right? It's AFRO, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know how it is after vacation. You just got to reset everything.
That's how I am every day.
Are we on the air? Are we at AM or FM? I can't even keep that straight.
I believe AM.
Okay, good.
Last week, thanks to Bean pointing it out, we did go through Taboo, Adult Baby.
Oh, how was that?
The guy is 29 years old, wears a diaper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was creepy.
Full time, wears a onesie.
And says it's not sexual, right? He says it's just a return to an innocent time in his life, right?
That's
it's not a
correct.
Sex fantasy.
Oh, loser.
Really?
So we played some highlights.
Kevin. You forgot the best thing about being an adult baby. When you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you get? Boobies!
Yeah.
Oh, there's that.
You didn't see that Taboo show because the woman taking care of him, that was...
Godzilla.
500 pounds. Ooh. You would not be able to tell where her boobies were. So in that particular case, that's probably not the case.
He could have been sucking on her belly button and not know
exactly.
The difference.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Young MC's birthday was last week, so we took a look at Bust a Move. Seemed to upset a lot of people. Because the lyrics are so stupid, it doesn't mean the song can't be good. Mm-hmm. Why does everybody get so upset? Take it easy. A lot of our songs suck, too, if you look too closely at the lyrics, but... this particular person is very upset.
You know, maybe you should write something as catchy as Bust a Move before you start talking about the rhyming. Just saying, you're being kind of dumb right now. Bust a Move, it's pretty... Awesome assholes.
How can somebody so passionately defend Young MC in 2011?
I don't know. And we started out by saying, by the way, this song is good. I still like it. But that doesn't matter. And then we said, you say neato, check your libido. We went through the lyrics. We're like, what's going on here? And people seem to get very, very upset.
That's funny.
Come on. Everyone knows Young MC has a natural born talent. So why y'all hating? We know you're just playing. Kevin and Bean love the small bacon. So just play with funky beats without a second to lose. And what comes next just... Damn, what does come next? See, it's harder than you think, guys.
Yeah.
Did anyone mention, by the way, and I think I remember this correctly, that Young MC also wrote or co-wrote Wild Thing by
Yes,
Tom Lowe?
Ralph did mention that, yeah.
Yeah, well, he had for about 6 months, he was the hottest thing in show business. And then he just, as I understand, he just smoked it all away. And never heard from him again.
So, a lot of people listen to the show on the podcast, which is very cool because you have to take an extra step to, you know, hear it.
Yeah.
But they're not happy when it goes south, I'll tell you that.
Okay, guys, this is getting a little bit ridiculous. I don't know if Omar is still all butthurt that his cousin Osama was shot or Dave King makes so too busy picking out a pair of fingerless gloves or something. But if I hear one more damn podcast that has been cut off and not downloaded completely, yeah, I'm going to burn your radio station down.
Hey.
Get it together, losers.
Take it
I
easy.
Love her, by the way. I love her.
I
and
do
by
too.
The way, Omar, I thought about you every day last week when they did another news story about Osama bin Laden's son, Omar bin Laden,
yeah,
who does nothing but complain about the U.S. going in and killing his daddy and yeah, wanted a trial and blah, 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 blah. And I think all Omars, man, they're all the same.
By the Thanks. Way, that's true. I had some problems talking last week, Bean. I know that's
what?
Hard. I know.
What?
I know.
What happened?
Usually
you're so smooth.
Usually I'm rock solid, but.
Come on, guys. How can I get tickets? I want to see Rage Again and Rise and Music Against the Machine. Those are my favorites. Come on.
All right, I had a small problem.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
We just made the announcement of LA Rising, Rise Against the Machine, and Muse, and Rise Against.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
All right, one too many rises. Come on now, though. That's pretty complicated.
Too
for a
many
guy like
names
me.
On the list.
Yeah. And then we started getting these calls again, and I have my suspicions. Bean, you tell me what you think.
Hey, what's happening, Kevin Bean? This is Ralph, and I just want to let you know that I am on board the Lop Train. You guys have to get on board, too. Lop, Lop, the Lop Train is here. Bring it back.
Oh. All right, now to me, that sounds like Omar.
Well, clearly it's Omar
That's
still trying
mean.
To get Lop going.
That's one of the members of the Omar me.
Right. Oh, no, there's no Omar.
There is an Omar.
There's no Omar.
Yeah.
Omar decided a couple of weeks ago that Lop, which he had fond memories of from his middle school days, needed to come back. And it's a word that means, how did you describe it, Omar? What's it tonight?
Moron. Idiot. Buffoon.
Loser. Okay.
Right. So he's I'd trying, like to bring Buffoon back.
He's trying really hard to get Lop back. And I got to tell you, Kevin, you weren't in when the discussion came up. Overwhelming support from the people.
Well,
with
yep.
everybody we heard from said, yes, I'm on board. I love Lop. Now, did it die out last week, or were you guys keeping
no.
it alive still using it?
Overwhelming support on the Afro line for that
Absolutely.
Song as well. As a matter of fact, what's your name, beer mug? Is it Jonathan?
It is.
Yeah, huh.
Hey, what's happening, Kevin Bean? This is Johnny, and I just want to let you know that I want to give DJ Omar Khan props for bringing the word Lop back. I used it all weekend. I was at the L.A. Food Truck Festival, and I was on Lop. Lopity, lop, lop, lop. Bring it back.
Wow. You see?
Okay. That's you again,
I was actually DJing at the L.A. Food Truck Festival.
You were?
Yeah, exactly. I had about 10 people come up and give me props for Lop. Props for Lop.
That didn't happen.
It did happen.
Hey, what's happening, Kevin? Me, this is Oscar.
All
I just
right.
want to give DJ Omar Khan props for bringing the word Lop back, because Lop is forever. Yeah. Bring it back. Let's hear the Lop back song. What? Okay, bye. Lops.
There's a song.
There is a song.
There's a Lop back song.
Yeah, you know what?
Omar claims that he ran into Justin Timberlake.
He called me.
And Timbaland.
Yep.
And that they made this song. You tell me what it sounds like, but I guess he's bringing Lop back.
I'm bringing Lop back.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Be a dumbass and I'll call you that.
Yeah.
To all the haters that think it's whack.
Yeah.
You are all lumps and pieces of crap.
Yeah. Tell them it's a shiz.
Come on. The word Lop. Gone for years, but it'll be on top. Gonna bring it back. No one can stop. That's who a Lop is.
Anybody whack?
That's who a Lop is.
Glee's a big Lop.
That's who a Lop is.
Or Newsman Doc.
That's who a Lop is.
That chick Snooki.
That's who a Lop is.
And Justin Bean.
That's who a Lop is.
Get your Lop on.
Come on, let's do it.
Get your Lop on.
Come on, let's do it.
Get your Lop on.
Come on, let's do it.
Get your Lop on. Get your Lop on.
How do you get your Lop on? What does that mean
you
exactly?
Just use the word Lop and you get your Lop on.
That's how you get it
That's
on?
That's how you get it on.
Wow. Justin Timberlake has never sounded better.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he really knocked it out of the park with that one.
Get your Lop on.
Rockets rise against the machine. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 24 minutes after 6.
Hey, party people. Monday, thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show. Got a recap of last night's Apprentice show last night. They fired two people within the first 15 minutes of the show last night. So it was a little bit different than most of the Apprentices. But we'll catch up with the Don and play some highlights for you on the way. First, though, I don't really understand. I was gone last week, and as I understand it, Dave, the King of Mexico, who had visited me the weekend before, my good friend Dave, because we boys, he had come up to Seattle and spent the weekend with me. Then he went back, you know, down to Los Angeles for work, and then you guys kind of, you know, he debriefed him on his vacation. And from what I understand, just from talking to Dave, he said he had a great time.
Well, yeah, but he was telling a lot of lies. And so we have a new feature called
Dave, the King of Mexico, lied about Bean.
Because I think you should know what's going on behind your back, Bean. When you go on vacation, it's not okay for people just to, you know, tell lies.
I agree with you because, like I said, I thought we were friends. And if he's coming back and
he's
telling you stuff
that's... You said we boys.
Well, Bean. We are boys.
Yeah, we boys.
We totally boys. But if he's coming back to you and then he's, you know, he's saying false crap about me, of course I want to know about that. That's unacceptable.
Dave, the King of Mexico, lied about Bean.
All right, the first thing he said was that when he visited Seattle, you took him to a restaurant called Huckleberry Square Diner, where the average customer is aged 75 or above. And I thought, no way.
No, because you're entertaining someone.
Because Bean's been looking forward to this trip for a long time, because he loves Dave.
Yeah.
I do love Dave. So. And I wanted to take it. As a matter of fact, that is, in fact, true. We did go to the Huck, as we call it in the neighborhood. And look, here's the thing about the Huckleberry Square, which is God's waiting room, is that you go in there and you look around and you see every single person in there either has a walker or an oxygen tank, and you feel so vital and so alive, and you can just enjoy yourself so much because you can eat whatever you want because you know no matter what you do to your body, you'll always look better than everybody else in the restaurant.
So you didn't do that?
Yes, we did go to the
Huckleberry
Square. It's such a sad place to be.
And by the way, this is not a joke, and I'm glad you're here, Dave. When we went, did we see a guy with a wheelchair getting out of his car with some help from his wife who had no legs?
That is true.
Did we see that? That guy was there, too. Those are my people.
All right, so that's not a lie. All right.
No, that's true, actually.
He said that you took him on an underground tour of where dead hookers used to be. And I was like, come on, Dave. Dave, you can't.
Dave, the King of Mexico, lied about Bean.
That's a ridiculous story to make up.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's an underground tour that you can take of the early years of Seattle before the fire burned so much of it down, and then it is rebuilt it on top of the old stuff and just raised the level of the city.
So you did that?
We did go on the underground tour. Yeah, we did.
Huh.
We saw where the dead hookers were buried.
That doesn't sound fun.
It was awesome.
It was.
Okay, I guess he didn't lie about that one thing.
All right, so he's right with that one thing.
Where are all these jingles coming from?
You took him to a cemetery to visit Jimi Hendrix's gravesite. Now, clearly you wouldn't have done that because that's boring.
We did do that. In fact, it was my first visit to the Hendrix Memorial gravesite, which is shocking because I've lived here for 12 years now. I've never been to visit Jimmy. His grave is across the street from a McDonald's, which just is a surprise to me.
What does that mean? That doesn't...
His grave... Who put... I don't know. It just, you picture something a little classier for a guy the caliber of Jimi Hendrix, not 30 feet from a McDonald's drive-thru.
Like a Marie Callender's drive-thru? No. You want to step it up a bit in the neighborhood?
Look, I do love death.
So
and
you
I
took
thought,
him to a cemetery.
I've got a guest in town. Why not show him what the city has to offer? Let's go visit Jimmy.
Dave, do you care about Jimi Hendrix in any way?
No. I thought it was pretty cool.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Come Dave, on. See, this is why Dave likes nice. Dave because
it was a nice
Dave.
It was a nice grave site.
Well, we're having fun.
It was a nice grave site.
Those are words most people don't say after a vacation.
All right, here's a huge lie. He said you went to Walmart that it was just for you so you could buy an exclusive Aretha Franklin CD. And I thought, there's no way he would take his guests to Walmart just so he could buy a CD.
Okay, that one was for me. That was not for Dave.
You did
but
that?
What happened was the Walmart is down by where Jimi Hendrix is buried. So I thought, why not, you know, knock off an errand since I'm down here anyway. So Dave was kind enough to, you know, that we could run in and pick that up, yes.
All right, here's one for sure that is, can't possibly be true. He said that you took him to a frame store so that you could frame your picture of corn. And I thought, wow, he's bringing the big guns now. No one would do that.
Okay.
You went to a frame store, he said. Bean, that should hurt your feelings.
And it wasn't, he said, on the way to anything either. It was
like
way
out of the way. Like, why would Dave say that about you?
Because my life still has to go on. Even when you have company, you have things on the list that you want to try to knock out that day. And I picked up Dave from the airport. We had a little bit of a minute.
I want to frame my corn picture.
We had a little bit
of
time.
By the way, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, it isn't the band.
It's corn. It's just corn on the cob. Yeah. Dave, I picked it up on Friday. It's hanging up in the house. It looks great, just so you know. But that happened too? I did take him to the frame store, yeah. Just for a minute.
Okay, Bean is looking like a douchebag.
Hey!
That doesn't seem right.
Okay, Bean is a giant asshole.
Oh, there we go.
I guess that's what
we're coming up with.
.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:37.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up, Ralph's got the showbiz beat, and we'll get an update on the porn collection that was found in Osama bin Laden's mansion in Pakistan. That was a little bit of a surprise to see that among the items that they found.
Yeah, unexpected.
First, though, give me a little Apprentice, would you? Show was on again last night. I guess there's only one left. At least part of the finale next week is going to be live, and then we'll find out who the Celebrity Apprentice is here. Spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about what happened last night, and of course you by now may not know, but turn off your radio if you don't. The final two are going to be in competition, John Rich from Big and Rich and Marley Matlin. So last night we found out how they got to those two being left standing, and the great Donald Trump joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Donald, how are you, man?
That's how you two got to the top of the radio business, by telling people to turn off their radios.
Yes. Well, a show that's on late at night, you don't want to spoil it for people who may have T-voted and are going to watch it today, Don. That's
spoiler alert, it was the greatest TV show ever on the history of television.
Now, before we get into the clips from last night, since NBC has renewed The Apprentice for next season, can you now officially tell us you're not running for president and that nonsense can be over with?
No, I can't say that because no one knows whether I'll be running or not.
Well, you know.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm taking under advisement. I need to have a conversation with Don and Ivanka.
Yeah.
They're my eyes and ears.
Yeah.
I have to ask George what I'll be doing.
Sure. Right.
And then I have to take myself in the boardroom and see if I fire myself or not.
Okay. All right. So maybe we'll find out next Sunday night. So last night you started with the final four. And what you did, I thought was interesting, is you brought back three previous winners of your show. Now, who'd you have? You had Pierce Morgan, right?
Joan Rivers. And Brett Michaels.
And Brett Michaels, they've all won the Apprentice.
Team of EMTs, and guess Brett had an aneurysm or something.
Very real possibility, yes. So they interviewed the final four to make recommendations to you as to who should be left. And Lil Jon, well, he kind of sunk himself with this.
Let me ask you, of the four of you that are here today, who do you think are going to be the final two? And why?
Jon, Rich, and Marley.
Let's start again.
What?
Jon, Rich, and Marley.
Not you?
You know what? Honestly, I'm. This is the type of guy I am. I came into this game.
Loser, right. So you hate that, right, Donald? You hate people who don't want to win.
You mean black people?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying contestants who come in and say I'm not in it to win.
I'm asking me, that's all.
So, of course, you had to fire Lil Jon, right?
Well, absolutely, because he didn't think he himself should be the apprentice. And if he doesn't believe in himself, how can I believe in him?
Yeah,
exactly. And then
That
has nothing to do with it, Donald. You're down with the black lead. You told us many times the past. So then in the boardroom, we find out what Meatloaf's Achilles heel was.
I will say that Piers and Joan and Brett didn't like the fact that you were so emotional. Now, it seems to me that your emotions are both good and bad. Because I think your emotion's a beautiful thing. And in fact, could you teach me how to cry? I think it might be good for my image.
If you started crying, it might be the first sign of the apocalypse.
This could be the end of the world.
Yes, sir.
When was the last time you cried, Donald Trump?
Immediately after that, Meatloaf kicked me in the nads.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
And that hurts.
So, that'll do it.
So Meatloaf is out, and then you're basically left with two. You've got John Rich, you've got Marley Matlin. They're your final two vying to be the apprentice. And as usual, you get together and you tell them what the task is. And I thought it was interesting the way you rolled out what they're going to be doing for this week.
You know, there's a company called 7-Up. Did you ever hear the Uncola?
Sure.
It's a great drink, and it's a great company.
Okay. Has anyone not heard of 7-Up? That was a little bit of a surprise to me, the way you phrased that.
It's the Uncola.
Right.
It's the greatest drink ever in the history of mankind with a number in it.
Well, that's a little ridiculous, but I think what Bean is saying is everyone's heard of 7-Up.
Everyone's heard of 7-Up, right, Donald?
Don't want to take any chances.
All right. Okay.
You don't get where I am without being thorough.
Okay. And then you went on, and the rest of your sentence I couldn't stop thinking about all night long.
With me is the chief marketing officer of 7-Up, Jim Trebilcock.
I'm sorry. What was the name again, Donald?
Jim Trebilcock.
Right.
Grow up.
I'm just saying.
Best how name ever.
How could you not have snorted your milk up after hearing that name? All right, so of course you've just got two left. You've got just two contestants, but they can't do the whole task alone, so you bring back some help.
Before we go any further, I think you need some help. Celebrities, come on in. I want to congratulate you. Everybody wanted to come back. You are the ones we chose. Congratulations, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you, sir.
So you brought back a whole bunch of people that weren't good enough to be on Celebrity Apprentice. Everybody that has been fired, including Richard Hatch, who was awful, LaToya, who's been fired twice, and this is the superstar assistance that you're giving the people for the next challenge?
Well, they had to have some kind of help, so I figured why not bring back the losers who weren't good enough to make it on their own?
Because what kind of help is that?
Right, that's it. How does LaToya help you if she's so bad she's already been fired twice? I don't know.
I could have brought back some other Jacksons, but they were all busy.
Yeah.
So the challenge this time around involved a rebranding of 7-Up. They're doing a new retro series where they have a 70s commercial and an 80s commercial and a party that basically says, hey, 7-Up is still here and 7-Up is still awesome and 7-Up is back. And you've got the Harlem Globetrotters are available for one of the contestants, and you've got Def Leppard available for the other, 70s and 80s, and you get to pick which one you want. So Marley surprised everybody with her pick.
You are going to get your choice. Do you want music or do you want sports, Harlem Globetrotters?
Well, being that I'm a big, huge sports fan, I'm going to choose the 70s.
Okay, you're choosing the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes.
Why is she doing that? She knows I'm a musician, this is rock and roll, and isn't that kind of giving me a free pass just to go crazy with it?
So John
How
Rich
did
can't
figure... Madeline not pick Def Leppard? I can't comprehend that. What was she thinking? Marley Madeline and Def Leppard go hand in hand, like Marley Madeline and Def.
It does have Def right in the title. But John Rich is so surprised that Marley Madeline wouldn't be interested in doing a music-based campaign. I couldn't figure that out.
She loves the music of Def Leppard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's a reason why she's not a big music fan. I wonder if John Rich ever thought about that. All right, so there was one big surprise in the teams that were put together last night, and that is that Star Jones has a little bit of a crush on John Rich. Who would have ever seen this coming?
Honestly, I have the biggest crush on JR.
I came in your team, but y'all got to treat me like me.
How do you like to be treated?
How do you like to treat me? Don't get up in my face. You ain't ready to go.
Yeah. I love Big Daddy Rich.
Yeah. Mr. Trump, please don't put Star Jones trying to be sexy on my TV ever again, sir.
They are a happy, happy couple, those two.
She's not a happy couple with anyone.
They have all kinds of crazy sex games. He gets out a bullwhip.
I don't think that's true.
I hope that's not true.
She puts on chains. It's very kinky.
I don't think that happens.
So the teams, of course, are Southern. Right.
She's black.
Right. The teams are
brains.
This thing is on. Yes.
We're trying to move forward.
Beyond Cola. Have you heard of it?
We have heard
of
it.
Yes, we have.
Delicious.
So the teams are doing some brainstorming on how they can make an awesome commercial. John Rich's team is doing the 80s spot, and he's trying to think, hey, what's the star power involved in the 80s? Who can we call on?
What if we could get Pauly Shore? You know who else lives in Nashville now? Tiffany. Right? Debbie Gibson. Where does she live? New York, probably. Those are 80 iconic people. You know somebody else I can get? Dee Snider from Twisted Sister.
Okay, first of all, 80 iconic people. And second of all, how does John Rich know Dee Snider to pick up the phone and give him a call?
I have no idea.
They hang. They boys.
It's just so bizarre. So bizarre that would happen. But Dee Snider sure ends up being involved in their commercial. Meanwhile, on the other team, Marley Madeline's got Meatloaf, and they come up with a great idea that they're going to call, Kevin, you're not going to believe this, they're going to call an actor named Jeff Holder, who was the Uncola guy in a series of commercials back in the 70s. A guy who had a big, rich, deep voice and used to do commercials for 7-Up. Shockingly, he's available and they're able to get a hold of him.
Wow.
Jeffrey? Jeffrey, my name is Meatloaf. I've got you on speakerphone. Can you hear me? Okay.
It only took one phone call to get right to him. I thought, this is too good to be true.
How shocking is that? That he was available and listed in the regular phone book with regular people.
And have people to go through. What a surprise.
Just
Donald Trump,
back,
you still there?
Just pull back the 70s and use the guy from the 70s for the commercial.
Yeah.
Fascinating and original.
And finally, we're winding down last night's Apprentice clips because it kind of left us as a, you know, as a cliffhanger. So we haven't exactly seen the spot or how it works out or obviously who gets fired. But there were some problems that Richard Hatch thought with Meatloaf's script for the retro commercial that they were writing. And I think he may have a point.
The 70s iconic images we're using, I think, are kind of funky and cool on their own. But the script, it's the end all of cheese.
Okay, now we need disco phrases. I'm in the crib going to the gig. Can you dig it? Psyched.
I'm in the crib going to the gig. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
I don't know that it captures what 7-Up really wants.
To the max.
To the max, really?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you fired Meatloaf, right?
Wow.
Yeah, but Richard Hatch wanted to just have a gangbang with the Village People.
He did, didn't he?
That was his idea, wasn't it?
70s commercial.
So I guess we'll find out how the commercials come out, how the big party comes out with the Harlem Globetrotters for one team, Def Leppard for the other, and then you're going to make your decision. You're going to crown a new Celebrity Apprentice next Sunday night.
Yeah, Marley.
What?
I'm bored.
You're not supposed to have already picked a winner.
Giving it to Marley.
All right.
Watch, it's decided? Watch, I don't care.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, good.
Why not get a little showbiz beat going right now with our friend Ralph Garman here on the Kevin and Bean Show for Monday. What's going on, Ralph?
As it is Monday morning, it means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. And congratulations to Thor once again, number one at the box office this weekend, $34.5 million. Puts it just over the $100 million mark. Congratulations to the thunder god of Asgard.
Sure.
And to all the Asgardians, really.
Well, sure, yeah.
Odin and Frigga.
Props
and
to all the Asgardians.
Loki and all of them. Kevin can't get past the idea that the world they live in is called Asgard. Can't get over it.
Sorry.
Well, funny. You haven't noticed, but it does have ass in the title.
And guard.
Bridesmaids, number two at the box office, $24.4 million.
Not as much.
In its debut, did very well for itself. Fast Five was third, then Priest 3D came in at number four. Rio was fifth. Jumping the Broom was sixth. Something Borrowed was seventh. Water for Elephants came in at number eight. Then Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family. And Soul Surfer rounding out the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Well, I don't know if you guys were watching or not, but Boston Rob Mariano finally won Survivor after four times on that
TV competition show.
He went on that four times?
He has played the game four times.
Wow.
Why was he so popular, Ralph, that they kept inviting him back?
Because he's one of the great villains of all time from Survivor, one of the classic villains, and he kept coming back for the All-Star games and for the Heroes versus Villains games. And this most recent turn, they brought two people back, one for each team, to compete, two veterans, and it was Rob and Russell. The douchebag Russell was on the other team.
I haven't watched that show since the early, when did it start, 80s?
This season was great, by the way.
85, 86,
it was really
maybe?
Outstanding. He finally won $1 million, and he said now he's going to retire. You know, the first time he played, his future wife won. Amber, that girl he fell in love with them out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And then she won $1 million. Now he's won $1 million. So as a couple, they've brought in $2 million from just being on Survivor.
And by the way, he was so hated back then that many of us thought that he only married her to get the money. Little did we realize they'd end up, you know, staying together and apparently very happy.
They've got two kids now. Over the past 10 years, he has spent 117 days out in the wilderness via Survivor.
Wow.
And he said he's wrapped up.
Done with it?
Yeah. He's done.
I think he's had an ass full of Survivor, quite frankly. It's Probst. He's got an ass full of Probst.
Sure.
As we all have.
Good band.
That is a good band.
And another Amityville Horror sequel's in the works. There have been eight sequels to Amityville Horror, by the way. The story of the Long Island, New York home that is supposedly haunted by a family that was murdered there some years before. I don't know if you ever saw the original.
Eight of them.
1979, but eight sequels have followed. The latest one is called the Amityville Horror, The Lost Tapes. They will have uncovered lost footage of something that happened in the house, and it's all very grainy and shaky. Brought to you by the producers of Paranormal Activity, by the way.
Well, there you go.
They're putting it in the franchise in their capable hands.
Great.
Today's celebrity birthday is Danny Trejo. Machete. He is 67 years old
machete.
Today.
Machete.
Machete.
This is Machete.
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 No, Machete.
This is Machete.
Machete. Pierce Brosnan is 58 years old today. Deborah Winger celebrates her 56th birthday. Chris Novoselic turns 46. Janet Jackson is 45. David Boreanaz is 42. Tracy Gold, also 42. Tori Spelling, 38 years old. Our buddy Wee Man, Jason Acuna, celebrates his 38th birthday, and Megan Fox.
Yes.
Oh, she has too many tattoos. I would never have sex with her.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Hi.
That's
it.
It's not a question. It's a statement, dumbass.
It's a question. It's a statement, dumbass. Who is that in the background saying that to him?
I don't know, but whoever it is correct.
That's how we've always felt. I never heard that part of the day before. That's the best part. Megan Fox is 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the showbiz.
Our friend Petros Papadakis comes in next hour to talk all things sports. By the way, Kevin, you're not a baseball fan, but the Dodgers threw a one-hitter on Saturday and lost.
That doesn't happen very often.
So we'll talk about NHL and NBA playoffs going on, a bunch of stuff with our friend Petros. First, though, which one died, Osama or Obama? I can't keep them straight. Which is
I
the Muslim that died?
I believe it was Osama.
It was Osama. Yes. He's back in the news.
Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. He got turban on his head. And his face back got shut up.
I was a little bit surprised to see him back in the news because, you know, he did and all. But they're starting to release more details about what they found in that mansion, in that horrible million-dollar mansion that he was living at in Pakistan. And some of the stuff that they found out just doesn't seem like it's the type of thing that you know, you'd expect to see from an Al-Qaeda leader.
You mean a fairly extensive stash of pornography?
Well, that comes to mind. The porn and the pot and the 7-Up, I mean the Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Viagra. I mean all sorts of stuff. So we have many questions about what was left behind. So we asked producer Alex if she could, in fact, hook up the hotline to hell. And I think we got that working for us here today. We can catch up with the late Osama bin Laden. Hello? Osama, you there?
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Hello, my babies. How are you, fellas?
Well, we're better than you are. How's hell treating you?
It's hot.
Yeah.
Turns out it's very hot down here.
Yeah. Right.
But what are you going to do, huh? Are you with me?
It's really not that much different from Pakistan when you think about it, though, right?
It's a little hotter than Pakistan.
No,
but
it is. Okay.
It smells a little bit better. So everything's a trade-off. Are you with me?
We're not with you.
Hey, are you guys with me or what?
We're not with you.
Okay. Yep.
All right. We don't want to go on record as being with Osama bin Laden.
All right, listen. It's not my funeral. See, I don't know. Go ahead.
Right. All right, let's talk about the stash that you left behind. See, our friend Adam Carolla has a service that he offers where people will come to your house when you're dead, and they'll clean the place up so that your parents aren't embarrassed by the porn that you leave behind. Apparently, you did not utilize that service.
Oh, if I'd only known. And I listened to his podcast.
You could have got the
email. Oh, I wish I had known. I would have had Adam Carolla come to Pakistan and clean my house.
So, you've got, of course, you've got the four wives. Is that what the herbal Viagra was for, is just to keep all of those ladies happy?
Hey, listen, the ladies, they all need to be taken care of, you know?
Sure.
And
sure.
So they come to the leader, they come to Osama and say, hey, big daddy Osama, you must pleasure me.
Right. Okay.
And so, you know, at my age, you need a little extra help. So you pop and extends or whatever, and next thing you know, woohoo!
Yeah. All right, and what about the marijuana field out back? What were you using the pot for?
Well, that way, kids, everybody, relaxing time. Listen, when you got Blackhawk helicopters dropping in overhead, you need to be able to kick back and relax sometimes.
Sure.
Know?
Okay.
Well, I can see that.
And while we're talking about relaxing, apparently a very extensive porn collection on the hard drive of the computer that they took out of your place.
Yes. Well, look, four women is not enough for Osama.
Oh, really?
I have such a sex drive, I just have to take care of business my own self occasionally, you know?
Okay, but isn't that an American infidel thing? Isn't that part of why you're trying to rule, or were trying to rule the world, is because we're so Western and decadent?
Well, yeah, your porn is crap. This was all Muslim porn. This was good porn.
Well, what kind? Like, what was it?
Lots of films I had on there. I had Islamuddin. That was one of my favorite films that was on the computer.
Right.
Her Mountains Come to Muhammad.
Okay. All right.
Al Jazeera.
Wow.
Working the Shiite hole.
Oh, okay. Man. I'm sorry we asked.
Burkaki.
Burkaki.
Omar, the 72 virgins and a bottle of Viagra.
What?
Just Omar and 72 virgins.
Wow.
And a bottle of Viagra.
Wow.
I can see how you'd like that. Sure.
There was the Rebecca and Mecca.
That's a good series.
And then somehow, I don't know, somehow he must have put a gag on, for a joke, they put the gay film on the Muslim gay porn. Oh. Salami Alikim?
That's quite an extensive collection there, Osama bin Laden.
Hey, you remember to do something to while away the time while you're living in a, you know, $1 million mansion that looks like a trailer in Pacoima.
Yeah, I understand. What are you going to have to do without that porn now that you're dead? But thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, the porn in hell's not good.
I bet.
You going to sing with him on stage?
Maybe I will.
It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 21 minutes after 7.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Before we get into the phone topic that we're going to need you to weigh in on here in a moment, I got a heads up for the ladies, if you don't mind. If I can throw something out for the ladies here today, Kevin, because this is very special. They don't get a chance to see this very often.
Yes.
If you want to see a picture of Kevin with his shirt off, and they're very rare and very hard to find, you can go immediately right now, quick, before he takes it down, to kevinandbean.com. At the very top of the page at kevinandbean.com. Now, what am I looking at here, Kevin?
This is you.
That's you in the surf. And who's your young lady friend there in the red bikini?
Well, it's Bar Raffaele, and she's been obsessed with me for a long time. And I just need people's help because she broke up with Leonardo DiCaprio, and now she's stalking me again, and I'm getting tired.
Wait, Bar Raffaele, the Victoria's Secret model, is stalking you?
Yes, again.
Why are you making it difficult for her to find you? If she's stalking you, then just go to wherever she is.
We used to have a thing, and now she wants more. And she's always more.
So I
put up a photo gallery so people could keep an eye out for her and just kind of get my back. That's all.
Okay.
I'm just suggesting.
So if they see Bar Raffaele, they're supposed to what? Call you and tell you where she is so that you can avoid that location?
Yes, exactly. So that I can completely stay away from the location where she is.
She's maybe one of the hottest Victoria's Secret models ever.
Right. But everybody has their problems, Bean.
I understand. I got you.
I'm not a piece of meat.
33 photos, I want to say, of Bar Raffaele, and then a video, too, that you'll enjoy that has a lot of, I think, very inappropriate close-ups. But if you want to see it, you can, and you can go to kevinandbean.com right now. All right. I was out last week when the survey came out. Tell me, what's the deal?
Well, there is a British website called Love Film, and they polled 1,500 people. And Ralph brought in the story that... there was a list of movies that people had lied the most about seeing. So, lied about. I guess you lie because you don't want to have everybody go, what? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
When everybody's talking about a movie, number one was The Godfather, for example. So, people would just act like they saw it because they didn't want to have to go through the whole rigmarole of telling me, oh, I haven't seen it yet.
So, you're out to dinner with your mates, and everybody's sitting around going, oh, man, The Godfather was so great. What was your favorite scene? And one guy says, oh, I love this part. Oh, this part was... And you're just sitting there, and now you feel like a tool because you can't join in. So, rather than have everybody turn on you and say that you're lame, you just nod along, go, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I like that one, that one that that guy just said.
That was my favorite, too.
Now, I don't do that, but I guess it makes sense if you're in a big group and you're the only one who hasn't fill in the blank.
Right.
And everybody's talking about how great it is. I mean, I guess it makes sense. They also say that 4 out of 5 participants in this story lied to impress other people. 4 out of 5.
That's huge.
That is shocking. When it comes to movies, though, the type of movies that I would imagine people would lie about are the artsy-fartsy movies that, the intelligentsia goes to see, that regular people don't go to see, and you're at a party and somebody says, oh, did you see this latest Swedish import art film, about a man who lives with a dog?
Right, and then you say, no, I'm not Swedish.
Right, and then everybody thinks you're lowbrow if you don't see it, I guess. But you're right. I guess it could be for anything. I mean, I saw somebody on Twitter this week admitted that they'd never been to Las Vegas. And the raft of crap they took, somebody who lives in Southern California, had never been to Las Vegas. And the way people attacked that person for having never been to Las Vegas, he's probably rethinking it, going, next time I'm just going to not say anything, or go, yeah, Vegas is great, man, I go all the time.
That's probably what a lot of people do, just to avoid that whole getting harassed. And by the way, what kind of dude are you if you live in Southern California and go to Vegas?
I'm going to harass them, too.
We've known people like that, and we say, dude, you could literally be there before lunch today. What's the excuse, right?
There has to be
an excuse. Maybe that's the type of thing we're talking about. So it's embarrassing to admit that you have or haven't done something that everybody else has done. So those are the kind of calls we're going to be looking for at 1-800-520-1067. You should lie more, Kevin, about the things that you do and don't do.
I really should.
I think it reflects very poorly on you how honest you are about your habits and interests.
Well, I stopped caring a long time ago. Let's be honest. I'm not going to impress anyone. So, I went to see Priest this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Instead of bridesmaids, like most God-fearing Americans
Priest,
were for.
I was so looking forward to that. It's awesome. Come on. It's about vampires.
Right.
It's awesome.
15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Lisa's like 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. I was like, I don't care. I've been looking forward to this all, and it was great.
Bridesmaids was like 90.
Why would you care what Rotten Tomatoes says? That's only a reflection of whether the film is good or not.
Yeah, no,
that's not of any interest to you.
See, my problem is with critics is that that shows me what their taste is. Because I've been to plenty of movies that critics hate and I love.
Right.
So I just go, well, if it looks good to me, I'm going to go
see
it.
And you liked it.
I liked it. Yeah. Okay. It was exactly what you think it's going to be. He's kicking some ass and Maggie Q is in it from Nikita.
Oh, I love
her. She's great.
I love her. Lisa, how about you? Has there ever been an occasion where everybody's doing it and why can't you? And you just decided to just kind of go along with it?
No, I never have. I mean, I have certainly regretted. What's the movie that I hate so much? And I always have a blank for it that you all love.
The Human
so
Centipede?
Much. No. Never going to see that movie. The one where it'd be cool if she did. Yeah, Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused,
I can
yeah.
never think of the name of that movie. Yeah. I blocked it because I hate it so much.
You can't come
and
up with the name Dazed and Confused.
I cannot. Yeah. And I get so much crap from you guys for not liking that movie.
Right,
but
so you, in retrospect, would have gone back and said,
I probably should have just lied.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. I really should have.
Well, there's two reasons. One reason is because you don't want to be looked at poorly. The other is you just don't want to go through that whole conversation. Look, I've never been to Vegas. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
There's nothing I can do about that right now.
I can't tell everybody the same thing and then spend half of my life defending the fact that I've never been to Vegas. My question is, why haven't you gone the last, week?
Right.
Right, exactly.
Now that we know this is a glaring error in your life.
Exactly.
All right, so those are the stories that we're looking for. You lied about something you did or didn't do to kind of fit in with the group. This should be interesting. I don't really know what to expect from this, but I bet there are some people who are going to be willing to come clean for us today. Toll free, 1-800-520-1067. That's our number. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean. Thanks for listening to Kevin and Bean Show. We got a bunch of calls on the line. We're going to get right to about people who have lied about something that they've not done or done, I guess, depending on what it is, just to kind of fit in with the other group. And Kevin, you've got a theory that it's really just to avoid the hassle. It's just to avoid people mocking you, right?
Sometimes it can. I think some people are insecure, but like the guy who had never been to Vegas. I mean, how many times had he said that? And then the whole room and the conversation, it all centers around. And then he finally just goes, I'm going to stop saying that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not even worth it.
It's not worth it. You're just going to avoid it. And this all came from a survey in England where they did a survey of movies that people lied about. And there are all of the older considered great movies, Casablanca and The Godfather and stuff like that, where they just went ahead and lied because they hadn't seen it yet. But everybody seems to love it. And they were talking about it. So they just were, it's great.
I got mocked a few days ago for having never seen Wizard of Oz. And it's not that I have anything against Wizard of Oz. It's just one of those movies that I've never taken the time to sit down and watch, which is probably the case with a lot of these people in this survey, too. Look, they don't have anything against The Godfather. They just haven't taken the time to watch it, right?
I would imagine, yeah.
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 For the most
part. All right, speaking of traveling, speaking of our Vegas friend, let's start with Crystal. Crystal has a lie that I don't know how long she's going to keep this one up, but she's going to be first up here on the Kevin Beach Show. Crystal, thanks a lot for calling, my dear. What's going on?
Hi.
What do you lie about?
Okay, well, I've never flown in an airplane, and I always have to lie about that to people because it just comes up more often than you'd think.
So it's not the embarrassment factor, it's the I don't want to go through the hassle of having the entire room ask me why not?
Yeah, well, that, and I think the embarrassing part is because it kind of shows you're not as well-traveled as other people are, and then they start asking you about that. So I'd rather just tell them, oh, yeah, I have this, that, and the other, whatever. But, it's a little embarrassing.
I met a guy one time, great to call, Crystal, thank you very much, who had never been out of Los Angeles County. I thought, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
But it's a huge county, and he's a guy who grew up and went to school and went to work and had friends and got married and did all of that stuff. Had no reason to ever go, but I thought, is that the type of thing? I mean, people would look down on you for that, but he was fine with it. He was totally fine with it.
No
very
curiosity
happy
about the world.
Zero. I'm good here.
I do look down on that.
I don't need to go anywhere. Let's go to Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
You're 22 years old. What do you lie about?
I don't eat lettuce.
I don't eat lettuce.
I think it's gross. I think it's
okay. Is it a texture thing or a taste thing?
I've never tried it to even say that.
Okay, so you've never eaten lettuce.
Okay, now why would you need to lie about that? Everybody has foods that they don't like. Like, I don't use ketchup, but there's no reason for me to lie about it.
Well, I had to go out with a group of vegetarians. They were just, I worked at Trader Joe's, and they were all vegetarians.
Yeah.
And I just thought that they would look at me like completely and all the weird questions.
They would have, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that she's never even tried it.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think she's making the right decision. I really do. It's not that good. You're not missing much.
Oh,
it's
sweet. But
it's mostly water anyway.
It is a strange thing. Like, you almost have to, she's 22, you almost have to actively avoid to never have tried it. That's weird.
All right, let's try Claudia. How about Claudia on line 5? Thank you for calling the Ken and Bean Show. Claudia, you are 29 years old. What have you never done but you lie about?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hi there.
Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
I've never been to the snow, and I live in Costa Mesa.
You've never been to the snow once?
Never, once. Like, I've seen a patch of snow that my buddy pulled over to when we were going to Carrizo Plains, but it was brown.
But are there a lot of people who live in warm weather cities like Los Angeles or Miami who have never been to snow? I would imagine that's not that
easy. Apparently not.
She's 29. She's 29.
I know.
And there are local places that
It's just not that far.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, like, you know, people are talking about never have been to Vegas. I practically live in Vegas.
Yeah, me too. But
I've never been to the snow. And my boyfriend, the guy that I'm dating, is huge on snowboarding.
Right.
And just this Christmas, his mom was giving them lift passes or lift tickets. I don't know, like little IOU things that if they were good, she was going to go out and buy them.
Right.
And I had posted something on Facebook not too long ago. It said, believe it or not, I've never been to the snow. I mean, everyone was super hateful about it.
Well, snowboarders are not going to love you when you come out and say that. That's true.
Yeah, and you know what? First of all, I didn't even know so many of my friends snowboarded up until that post. All of a sudden, I'm like, you know, the snow Nazi or something.
Yeah.
So,
that's funny. So now you just lie? Now you just go, yeah, snow's great.
I had to. You know, I was going to ruin Christmas if I didn't because my boyfriend's mom is saying, oh, well, you know what? Maybe we can get Claudia some lift passes, too. Talking about going to Costco and getting a deal. And I was like, oh, I love the snow. It's so much fun. And my boyfriend's sitting there looking at me like, I'm dating a liar.
Yeah, if that were me, I would have said, wait a minute.
That's funny.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Let's talk to Adam. He actually is calling about a movie, just like the story that originally started the survey. People who lie about movies they've seen because they don't want to explain to their friends why they haven't seen them. Adam, what's your movie?
I hate the movie Scarface.
So you've seen it, but you hate it.
Yes, and I have to lie about it a lot.
Because everybody talks about it like it's the best movie ever, which, by the way, it's great.
Never heard anyone say they hated it.
Right.
Yeah, one time at a party, it slipped that I didn't like it, and everyone at the party hated me.
Isn't it funny the reaction that all of these people have gotten to this completely insignificant stuff is total hatred.
Now, I get why you lie about it, Adam. I totally understand that. But at least just admit to us that you know you're wrong, right? That you think it's bad, right? You know that you're wrong.
Oh, no, it's an awful movie.
All right, stand up by the story.
And every time somebody says, say hello to my little friend, he goes, that's a good one.
That
scene was my favorite.
All right, Chris has got an amazing story on line 2. Chris, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Talking about things you lie to avoid the embarrassment. What's the deal?
Good morning, guys.
Hi
there. Well, I told my job that I went to college and graduated and have a degree.
Sweet.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
not
just lying to prevent embarrassment. That's just fraud, isn't it?
No,
that's
to get a gig, man. That's worth doing.
But he's an engineer, which is weird.
Well, no, I actually am a mortician, and to be in management, you have to have, for the company, you had to have a degree, so sure.
So you said, How high did you go? Did you go with master's? Did you go with PhD? What'd you lie?
No, just psychology and kind of psych.
And, you used psychology on them to get the job. Did they ever source you on that? Did you ever get found out?
They actually asked me to show my credentials to take a test, and 2 days later, took the test, but they never asked for the credentials, so.
How about that?
Sweet.
Fantastic.
I support that.
I
support that.
What do you say about a cockroach?
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
One more. How about George? And I can't believe it took us this long to get to this lie. Hi, George. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, dude?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Great.
What'd you lie about?
I know it's kind of, it's pretty common, but a bunch of my buddies, sleep around a lot. And, I'm not really that into it, so I kind of haven't really slept with anyone yet, and I lie about that a lot.
Oh, so
you're a virgin.
In other words, you're a virgin, but you pretend to your friends that you've had sex just because you don't want to get ribbed.
Oh, yeah, because, I'm 20, I'm supposed to be out there a lot, but...
What kind of 20-year-old has no interest? That's why he doesn't bring it up, I imagine.
I don't know, it's kind of like a personal preference, I guess,
Because girls are icky, right?
Hang on, though. Let me ask one qualifying question, because this makes all the difference. Is it a religious thing?
No, definitely not.
All right, then you're effing weird.
Is it the girls are icky? Because that's my theory.
Excuse me?
Girls are icky, right? That's what it's about.
Yeah, not icky, but
are
I don't
you
know,
it's shy? Okay,
it's a weird feeling for me, kind of. You know, I still got to work my way into it.
Yeah. All right, you're scared, S-less, basically. You want to do it, but you're afraid that it'll be a disaster and it'll be embarrassing for you, probably, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Hooker!
Yeah.
Hooker! Thanks for calling, George. Petros Papadakis from the very popular PMS radio show joins us coming up after the top of the hour. A lot of great sports stuff to talk about with P. Right now on the Kevin Bean Show, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
CBS today has announced the death of some more programs. You know, we're getting towards the upfronts now, so all the networks are telling what shows they're canceling, what pilots they are ordering for full series orders. So we're getting to know what the TV schedule is going to look like.
It has been shocking, some of these announcements, I think, Ralph. Some stuff that's really surprised me.
The shape up for the fall. CBS has announced that Bleep My Dad Says is going away. So I guess William Shatner will have to get two new jobs to make up for the one that he lost. That seems to be how he operates. The Defenders with our buddy, you know him.
Yeah, that guy that we had on.
Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell.
Yes.
And Jim Belushi, that is going away over on CBS as well.
I have a no Jim Belushi policy.
Do you really?
Yeah.
He's good on that, though.
Mm, yeah.
And Mad Love with our buddy Jason Biggs also is going away. So plenty of room for that new 2.5 Men. Come on, bring that on. Let's see Charlie. Let's see Ashton replace Charlie, and everything will be everything.
Now, Ralph, you're an entertainment insider. My theory is that shows like The Defenders and Bleep My Dad Says have a high bar to attain because they're on CBS. Because CBS is so popular, it's such by far and away the most popular network. Their shows are wildly successful. You've got to really perform to stay on their schedule. If those shows were on NBC, I think they'd run forever. You know what I'm saying? I think the ratings are for CBS have to be higher than ratings for other networks because the rest of their shows are so good. Is there anything to that, you think?
Could be.
Okay.
You do get at least a half an episode to establish a base, and I think that's enough.
I think you just have to beat the competition, really, when it comes to ratings. You just got to win the night, and maybe those shows weren't doing that. I don't think you have to do as well as CSI to stay on CBS. I just think you need to win your time slot, and I'm not sure those shows were doing that. I'm not sure what they were up against, but you'd have to look at the whole schedule in order to test Bean's theory, which doesn't make it wildly fascinating and entertaining.
I'd like Bean to test it and then not tell us the results.
Right, let's do that then. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Thor! $34.5 million made it number one yet again this weekend. Bridesmaids did very well for itself, however, $24.4 million in its debut.
Raise your hand if you have a vagina.
Very entertaining film. I thought it was funny. Fun-y.
So you have a vagina, so you win.
Fun-endy.
I do not have a vagina, but my wife does.
Okay. We talked about this last week, Bean. This looks like a good movie. I didn't see it, but it looks like a good movie to take your woman to
once.
Right. You'll like it
as
well.
Make your points now. Say, honey, I'm going to take you to the movies. Let's go see Bridesmaids. And it'll look like you're being a good guy and sacrificing your afternoon or evening to take your wife to a chick flick. But in reality, it's very, very funny, and you two will enjoy it. But then you get that monkey off your back, and you don't have to go to another chick flick for another 6 months.
And you can take her to Priest and be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
I do love that Kristen Wiig so much, though. Is she great in this movie?
She's great. And she co-wrote it and co-produced it. I mean, it's really her baby, and it's really very funny and very sort of dark and twisted and not very chick flicky at all. It's sort of much more a lot of guy humor in it, you know, a lot of poop and farts and things like that are very funny.
All right.
So you can check that out.
And now Kevin's in.
Fast Five was third at the box office. Priest was fourth. Then Rio, Jumping the Broom, Something Borrowed, Water for Elephants. By the way, I can't tell you the joy I get out of that Water for Elephants, just dying a miserable death in theaters. Oh, so entertaining for me.
Why?
Why do you hate it so much? Because of Robert Pattinson?
Reese Witherspoon and Rob Pattinson are the stars of it. And America just collectively said, F you. We have no interest in watching them feed elephants and fall in love. It's just the greatest thing ever that happened to movies.
America said nope.
Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family was ninth, and Soul Surfer rounded out your top 10. At the box office this weekend. Jesse James, we had him on the show this last week. May never stop talking about fooling around with Sandra Bullock, but he's doing a lot of publicity these days to push his new book. And he said to Men's Journal magazine, he did cheat on his wife, but then he added, so do millions of other guys. Oh, well, then it's okay, Jesse. He went into rehab after the scandal broke, by the way, and realized he had a serious addiction to anger.
Yeah.
Which is why I was not in the studio when Kevin was interviewing him.
You can see that
week.
From the book, from childhood all the way up.
Yeah.
Very angry.
Look, I know it's not an excuse that other guys cheat on their wives, too, but I think what he's saying is, why am I Hitler? Why am I the most hated man in America because I cheated on my wife? Lots of guys do that, and you're taking it out unfairly on me because of the affection that you hold for Sandra Bullock.
I don't think anybody really cares anymore. Yeah, the only person really bringing it up anymore is him.
I asked him about that off the air while he was in the studio. I said, people still ask you about that regularly. He said, every single time. So I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I don't know. It's exactly dominating the headlines.
His headlines. I mean, what, you know, yeah. I don't.
You too. Back to work on Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
All right. That's
Bono
still
and
got
the
life.
Edge have retooled their music for the musical, and it's back into previews Thursday.
Hasn't that killed like seven people?
It is. It's the only mass murderer ever to be on Broadway. New York Times says the show has been revamped, now features a brand new song by Bono and the Edge called A Freak Like Me. All of the music has been rearranged. The script has been changed. New director has been brought in. Apparently, there are little bits of Where the Streets Have No Name and Beautiful Day have been added to the score. So you hear a little U2 music while you're also there watching the show. They're really pulling out of the stops. Anything to save
just,
this
okay,
thing.
We'll play Where the Streets Have No Name.
At one point, it's just going to turn into a U2 concert, and that's how they're going to sell tickets. I was hoping you'd bring the story up, Ralph, so I did get a snippet from that new U2 song that's in the show starting this Thursday.
Oh, awesome.
If you wanted to hear some
yes,
of that,
please.
Have it.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
I don't know what Bono's grabbing, but to hit those notes.
So do you think that'll bring him in? You think that's the answer to save the show?
Yeah, it's a hit. The new version of the show officially opens on June the 14th. So
stop.
Still time to get your tickets.
Listen, just stop it.
Come on, Kevin, let's go see it.
Honestly, hasn't this been a story for 10 years?
It really has. It's
just stop
it's become
it.
Comical how the show hasn't opened yet. Technically has not opened yet.
Stop it.
It's killed seven people. It's been running for 2 years, and yet the show is not open.
Everyone's been replaying all the music,
just
the script, the
avert
director.
Your eyes. Look away. This show is not real.
Just do something else.
June 14th.
By the time it opens, there'll be nobody left who hasn't already seen it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Danny Trejo. He was
Machete in the movie Machete.
Machete.
No,
Machete.
He was given an offer he couldn't refuse.
Machete.
This is Machete.
They called him Machete.
Machete.
This is Machete.
Machete.
They called him Machete.
No, Machete.
Giant
Machete.
Argument.
We had a giant argument about Machete or Machete.
If Danny says
that's what I'm
Machete.
Saying. I'm with Danny. You see the movie?
Yes.
I'm with him.
This
Me
is Machete.
Too.
Machete.
67 years old today. He's 67 years old.
Yeah.
And he could kill you by looking at you.
He's a badass mother.
Yeah, he really
Shut
is.
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about Trejo.
Put that in the file with extreme prejudice.
Is that possible? Prejudice.
Put in the file with extreme prejudice.
Does that work?
Yes. Sweet.
Put that in the file while you're at it.
Pierce Brosnan's 58, Deborah Winger's 56, Chris Novoselic celebrates his 46th birthday. Janet Jackson.
Come on. Is that joke ever going to... Can we just... we call an end to that joke?
No.
It's the... For people who don't know, the Outcast did a song called Sorry, Miss Jackson, and they go, whoo. So every time somebody says Jackson, somebody has to do, whoo.
Not somebody. Guessing, not somebody.
I'm guessing that nobody...
A lot of people have stopped doing it. A lot of people have stopped doing it.
I'm saying it might be time to let that one go.
I'm just saying a lot of people have stopped doing it.
A lot of people that aren't...
But some people haven't stopped doing it.
Okay.
I know it's less cool now than it was because somebody kills cool. I know that much.
Look, Psycho Mike would be disappointed if I dropped his baby, all right?
Drop it.
Yeah. He's moved on, can't you? I mean, from the show.
Yeah.
David Boreanaz is 42 years old today. Tracy Gold is 42. Tori Spelling celebrates his 38th birthday. Jason Weeman Acuna celebrates his 38th, and Megan Fox is 25.
Yes.
Years old.
Well, I do have a 22-inch waist.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You know, the world gets a little bit sunnier, a little brighter place when our man P steps into the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Petros Papadakis joins us from the PMS
Radio Show. Hi,
P.
Beam.
Let me tell you why I love you, because I work with a bunch of really negative people, and you come in, and you're so happy.
He is an upper.
You're an upper. You're just, yeah. I mean, even though you got your problems, and even though you're vocal about
those. I'm riddled with problems like the car of Bonnie and Clyde is what? Riddled with bullets. I'm riddled with issues and problems. But you guys are just down on each other because it's Monday.
I get a sense of unbridled enthusiasm and a lust for life from you, Mr. P, and that's what I like about you.
I wake up every morning, and I put my one mangled foot on the ground, and then the other one that's not as mangled, right? And I clap my hands, and I say, I can't wait to see what today has in store.
That's
I can't
what you're known
wait
for.
To it. Attack
that's why,
the day.
That's why I like this.
You're an emotional mess.
I grab a bottle of Johnny Walker Red, and take it to the neck, and I step outside. Get in my Malibu. I don't do that, kids.
I will tell you, though, that every single one of us is out on the office pool that your marriage has still lasted. I will tell you that. You have outlasted every one of
it's
us.
It's so
at this point.
Sad because whenever people ask me, I'm very popular from being on this show. Because negative as you may be this morning, this is a wildly popular show
sure.
that people enjoy and drags people through their day, grabs them by the short ones and drags them through the day. And people always say, well, what are those guys like with this and that? With Kevin and Bean and Lisa with the bell and Ralph and brilliant Ralph and all these different people. Alex, producer Alex. I'm going to name everybody Chip. And I always say, the one thing I think of is, wow, Bean said my marriage wouldn't last. And I hate him for that. That's the one thing. People go, what is Bean like? Where is he?
I was saying what everybody else was thinking.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I love Bean, and this is about Bean is into farm animals, and Bean loves the Mariners, and Bean sucks because he said my marriage wouldn't last. I always go back to that, Bean, so thanks for bringing it up again. It really
All
makes
I'm
me
saying
hate you.
Is that every one of us saw how hot she was and how not you are, and we thought that's just not going to last because one day she's going to wake up and realize she has legs and she can walk. That's all we said. That's the whole point, people.
That's all.
Congratulations.
That's all.
Congratulations for keeping it together.
We live in San Pedro. She walks outside. She goes right off a cliff.
Oh, okay.
She goes right. It's like, you know what? It's a little. Our relationship, hers and I's, is a lot like sleeping with the enemy with that gnarly dude and Julia right. Roberts.
Sure.
Except I don't have a stash. But I'm creepy like that at the house.
Good.
You know, every time she looks at me, she has to smile. Or I go, why aren't you smiling?
Yeah. That sounds sweet.
Show me the reality show. I'm your husband.
That sounds fun.
I wish I was. We were married in a Greek Orthodox church.
We've got a lot of sports we got to cover.
Yes,
here.
Though, and I love sports.
I know you do. We only have you for a limited time. Let me start with this.
I can stay all day.
I am already hearing people say that whoever ends up making it to the NBA finals, they're going to have a long way to go to beat what is likely to be a phenomenal series between Miami and Chicago. Do you agree? Is this the best series of the whole playoffs?
I don't know yet. I mean, last night, Miami took the floor against Chicago in the madhouse on Madison. And, you know, it kind of offends you that the tips of the horns of the bull are covered in blood.
No,
you know,
in
the
that.
Logo, yeah. Look at the tips of his horns; they're covered in blood. It's like, I get it. We want to celebrate the Bulls, Los Toros, the whole deal. But does he have to be like post-gording?
Never
you know
noticed
I'm
that before.
He just dipped his horns into somebody's back or some poor matador's groin or some other bull. Why are they covered in blood?
Can I just butt in
it
for
is
a second?
Violent. Yeah.
We're talking about the Bulls and you're talking about their logo.
Well, I just saw it last night.
Okay.
Well, look, Miami got blown off the court last night. Miami has three of the best players in basketball by far. Two of the best players in basketball.
I was going to say, yeah.
In Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Bosch is a top 20 type of guy, and they are really fast, really good. They haven't completely gelled as a team, and it's kind of an ongoing experiment. But the Bulls are a young team with a young dude in Derrick Rose. It's their leader.
Derrick Rose is amazing.
The NBA MVP. He is amazing. He's a fast twitch kid. He's a great kid by all accounts, other than the old ACT test thing in Memphis that got him in trouble. Yeah, whatever.
Come
who cares?
On, he's an athlete.
Basketball player. ACT, SAT, what's the difference? Either way, yes, they blew him right off the court last night. And I think it'll be a good series. I do. I think LeBron and those guys will answer. But Wow.
Okay, you brought up LeBlanc. Let me ask you the question that I asked your life partner, Money, when he was in here a couple of weeks ago.
My radio husband, I prefer.
That's right, your radio husband. Is America prepared to forgive and forget and root for LeBron at this point, or is he still the evil enemy and nobody ever wants to see him get a ring?
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, people say that about LeBron, but he's still the most marketable athlete in the United States of America. I mean, Kobe Bryant never got McDonald's or Sprite or commercials like that back after his incident in Eagle, Colorado, where he was accused and tried for sexual assault before they settled and figured the whole thing out. But the point is, LeBron James, this guy still has all those commercials. He's got State Farm. He's got McDonald's. People are still into LeBron. People love LeBron. People in L.A. don't like LeBron because people are constantly trying to compare him to Kobe and think that Kobe's better than LeBron. But Kobe's not as marketable as LeBron. And, yeah, he was an idiot over the summer, and he embarrassed himself. And the people mm-hmm. in Cleveland hate him. And it would be weird if they won a championship, how people would perceive that championship because he did it with Dwayne Wade, who's also an excellent Kobe-LeBron type of player. I think we'll have to see how it plays out. But I think people will be ready to forgive him because he, overall, when it's all said and done, he's a pretty likable guy.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a pretty likable guy.
And he's Kobe's great to watch play basketball.
Kobe's really not that likable of a guy. He's a very polarizing guy personally at best.
Plus, he's not playing so much
no,
now.
No, he's done that.
he is harder to find on my schedule, if that's what you're suggesting,
Kevin.
Yeah,
but it's constantly what people are still thinking about. I mean, no matter what happens, everything's being compared against Kobe Bryant, especially in the city of Los Angeles. And that's going to dissipate now, as the Lakers are probably going to fall on some harder times.
But look, the Laker fans have Lamar Odom on Sunday nights, at least on the E! Show, right?
I love
that's
that
a consolation,
show.
Right?
You know what? Speaking of likable, he doesn't come off as that bad
right.
in that show.
That's because you're comparing him to Chloe.
He is a nice guy. She is a sea donkey.
Right.
She's a bit of a sea donkey. Like, she's emerging from Redondo Beach, just kind of, you know, clopping around on that wet sand there.
Sure.
But she doesn't come off as that bad, too, because that's the one thing I thought when I got to be around Lamar Odom a little bit, and Matt was around him a lot more than I was. But we were out there in Boston for the first time the Lakers were in the finals in this new regime when they lost a couple years back, 3 years ago. Matt and I were in Boston, and Lamar took us out all night one night.
Wow,
and I was like,
we're
a part of this entourage of 20 that Lamar is paying for. I don't even know this guy.
Sweet.
He must be coming out the pocket. And then, like, the second or third show of Chloe and Lamar, you see Chloe telling, you are spending way too much money on too many people that you have no idea
who
they are.
Petros?
Who are these losers that you're supporting? And it's like, yeah. Put your foot down, you sea donkey. Put down that hoof.
Were you the only white guys in the entourage?
No, there was some other whiteys.
Oh, really?
No, no, there was a whole crew of whiteys, especially a lot of white girls.
in 30 seconds, just so we can come back and talk other sports, in 30 seconds, P, give me your take on Oklahoma City. Give me your take on them versus Memphis.
Well, you just...
Kevin Durant, by the way, is the best, right?
The Durantula and Russell Westbrook for losing her high school here in Lawndale, California. You guys know the Losing Her High fight song? Russell Westbrook's alma mater?
No.
I'll do it for you right now.
All right.
Home of the Olympians.
Can you give us a short version?
Losing her. And then they have a DJ. They don't have a band. They have a DJ
right.
in the football.
Oh,
and it goes,
so that's
and
awesome.
He pushes the button. It goes, get on up, losing her.
Is
that's
that
the only
Westbrook,
thing Russell Westbrook can say.
Is that what he was thinking last night during his triple-double, though, which is probably just playing back all
great.
That stuff in his head?
They're young and really fun to watch, and they have real live bodies, and they fly around. It's kind of like the flying version of basketball. And now we're going to have Dallas against Oklahoma City. You know, Oklahoma and Texas have a giant rivalry, the Sooners versus the Mexican-American War people. I mean, that's something we can all get behind.
Fantastic.
Especially right. Petros, here in L.A.
Petros Papadakis is our guest. Of course, he is here on the Kevin DeBean Show. We'll return right after this. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com joins us in about 15 minutes or so right here on the Kevin DeBean Show, as he do every Monday. Petros Papadakis reading the newspaper in front of us right now, pretending we're not even here.
Hi!
Hey, P, you have often said, it's been a while since we brought this up, but you have often said that you were the captain of the worst USC college football team in history. Does that record still hold, or have there been worse teams since you stopped playing?
It really depends on how you look at it. We were the only one ever to be last in the Pac-10 conference. That would be the year 2000.
All right, I think that holds.
And no one's ever been last in the Pac-10 conference. There's certainly teams with worse records than we had.
I see.
But the distinction of being last in the Pac-10 conference allows me to say, Petros Papadakis, captain of the worst football team in USC history.
And do you have like a medal or something that says that? Or
no.
No, okay.
But I have awards from the year 2000 that show that I'm the captain, and right. anybody who knows about the year 2000 knows how bad we were.
Okay. You know, other teams that followed you could have been that bad, but they didn't have the P. That's what they were missing. That was the secret ingredient they were missing, is they didn't have the P.
When I'm your leader...
You're in trouble.
We believe the world is flat, and we're going off the edge.
All right, we don't have a lot of time, because that's what always happens, P. We get to yapping, and then we run out of time. You know how the clock is.
Yeah, but, we started talking about my marriage, Bean.
Bean.
Okay.
I think it's going to be successful forever.
I want to talk briefly about the hockey playoffs that are going on right now. But let's start on a somber note first, because you've always got the inside dirt in every sport. What happened to Derek Bougard from the New York Rangers, who was found dead over the weekend at 28 years old? What's that going to end up being, do you think?
I don't know. But
all right, good.
Hockey people are complex and violent people, so you never know. Nice men. Generally.
Complex and violent.
Canadian
Are
farm boys.
Are you suggesting foul play?
I have no idea.
You don't know anything?
I've had ex-teammates, though, found dead, and it takes a while to figure it out sometimes.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a horrible, horrible thing. And
yes,
I know
it is awful.
Yeah, thanks
for
bringing it up.
Put a shock into all hockey. Well, I want to ask Pete, because I figured he might know somebody who knows something.
I know nothing about it.
What do you make of the team still left playing in the hockey playoffs?
Well, I know that there's a lot of guys wearing two T-shirts up in San Jose saying hella a whole lot, maybe listening to some Mac Dre or some Drew Down or Too Short, getting pretty geeked about the Sharks.
Or listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way.
Everybody loves the Sharks fans, too. Yeah, everybody loves the Sharks. To me, the Sharks were just like a cool hat that you could buy when you were in junior high, because it was a new team. And, my God, look, it has a shark. And look, it's eating a hockey stick. And there's teal. What was that like in the 90s, in the late 80s and early 90s? If there was a new team, they had to have teal in the uniform.
Yeah, it was
we got a new team, but we got to get some teal. I mean, the Carolina Panthers.
It's the can't lose color.
Screams teal. Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, they're coming up the same year as the Carolina Panthers? That don't matter. Give them some teal, too.
But some of those newish teams then go on, as the Lightning did a few years ago, then go on to become great teams and win the cup. I mean, it does happen. They mature.
And the Sharks
are certainly a legitimate club.
And there's nothing that excites people in Tampa Bay more than a hockey championship.
Yeah.
That really gets the people in Tampa. They go to the strip clubs. They go to Mons Venus, and they party that night. I tell you, when the NHL gets going. But hockey is getting some traction, and that's good that hockey is becoming more popular. The problem with hockey, and especially here in L.A. and San Jose, too, which is a pretty big city, even bigger than Detroit, who they just beat.
Love it.
Is that there's 20,000, 25,000 people that love hockey.
Right.
Love hockey in these respective towns. And that's who's at the game. So nobody's – there are not a lot of people watching on TV. That's been their problem. The people that love it
go
are there. And when I lived downtown in L.A., you know, you'd see these Kings fans, and it's, you know, 98 degrees, and they're walking around in these purple Marty McSorley sweaters. And they'd fall for it every time. They'd come around the corner and be like, hey, you guys going to the Kings game? And they'd be like, yeah, you know it. It's like, yeah.
Are you mocking us hockey fans right now?
I have more respect for hockey than any sport out there. The toughest guys in the world, and they police themselves. They're great. They handle each other great. They handle the media great. They're wonderful men. It's just sometimes hard to know who's playing. I know a guy that plays for the Sharks, Nemi.
Nemi, the goalie.
Yeah, man.
He's the guy who came from Chicago.
How come you know him and you don't know his name?
Kevin doesn't know him and does know his name.
He's awesome. He's like, he uses his shark fins to flap those balls around.
P is
or the puck, excuse me.
Treading water right now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's say in our remaining moment, P.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
When you walked in, egg beatering some hockey out for being there.
It's the guy that won the Stanley Cup last week for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Last year, yes.
All right.
Sorry. When you walked in, you said, hey, I know what's going on with the search for a new Lakers coach. I hate to go back to basketball, but there's a giant void now. It's been a long time since that job's been open.
Yes.
What do you hear? Obviously, they've already started the search. What are you talking about?
Well, it's either going to be a retread, which is like a guy who's coached at many other places, like a Dunleavy, who coached with the Lakers, the Clippers, Milwaukee, Portland. And that's somebody that they're looking at. Rick Adelman, who's a players coach, who coached at Sacramento and Houston, among other places. People are looking at Rick Adelman, also coached at Portland for a long time. And they're also thinking about hiring Brian Shaw. And
he's been an
assistant coach there for a long time, but not the top assistant. He's just the guy that Kobe likes. I say Kobe Bryant player coach.
Just let him do it.
Well, he's not going to listen to anybody anyway. I mean, he's not. So why hire somebody? Just let him do. Basically, you're going to have to. Whoever they hire is going to have to be okayed by Kobe.
Yeah, it's going to be Kobe's
team anyway.
He's in the
twilight of his career now anyway. So they're kind of in a lose-lose situation. They still have good pieces. They're capped out, so they can't blow up the team. Kobe Bryant, player coach, makes more sense than anything. The one thing that freaks me out, though, is everybody on the team seems to be lobbying for Brian Shaw. The guy they know, mm-hmm. in kind of a don't move my cheese situation. Like, I don't want anything new. And it reminds me of when my parents would leave, we would do awful things to their house. My older brother and I, we'd throw these giant parties. And we had two people that might look over the house while we were there.
Right.
Either my grandmother from across the street, an angry Pentecostal woman who would call the cops if she saw like a Chinese dude walking down. I mean, she'd bust you.
She didn't approve of your nonsense.
We didn't want her. Mm. We didn't want her. That would be the Mike Dunleavy type of character, the disciplinarian type of guy. We didn't want her to come. We wanted my Uncle Matty, who locked himself in my parents' bedroom with a sleeping bag, and we could basically do whatever we wanted to.
And that's Brian Shaw?
That would be Brian
Shaw. I'm just trying to follow.
Yeah, Brian Shaw. Going to let them do what they want, and that's why they're all lobbying for Brian Shaw. This team just disgraced itself.
No.
They got swept out of the playoffs. They did it with classless play toward the end. I mean, they were absolutely god-awful. The Lakers are really, really in a tough spot right now, and there's a lot more questions than answers. They need somebody to come in and change it up. I don't think the status quo, because look, if you're going to try to do what Phil Jackson did, the triangle and all that different stuff that they've done and handle the players a certain way with Zen and giving them books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson, you're going to do all that stuff without Phil Jackson?
Phil Jackson actually coached the last year. I think he was...
I think that wasn't a good part of it for the last... I think when you go into a year and your theme is regular season doesn't matter.
Yes.
And this is my last year. That you're teetering on a pretty tiny little cliff, and they were dancing on a dizzy edge all year, very inconsistent, and they disgraced themselves. So way to go. The Clippers are the team in town now.
We don't have time for that. But
Blake Griffin, man, putting his crotch on everybody's neck up there.
If you just tuned in, P announced that his Uncle Matty is going to be coaching the Lakers next year. So I'm very pleased. He's putting the sleeping bag away, and he's
vitamins
going to coach
for everybody. He'd make sure everybody take their everybody would smell like vitamin ass.
Petros Papadakis, you can catch him on the Fox Sports Radio affiliate near you. P, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Bless you guys, and fight on.
You've heard of a show called The Weenie Roast. We'll give you a chance to win your tickets in less than 30 minutes from right now on The Kevin and Bean Show. Here's a band that won't be appearing. Give me a little bit of the Cali Swag District, would you?
So I had to chew it.
Taste me how to duck. Taste me how to duck.
Everybody love me. Everybody love me. Everybody love me. You ain't messing with my
Now, it seems a little random for us to be talking about Teach Me How to Dougie, but our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com has been all over breaking news today on the site. Very sad news when you got this kind of thing to tell us. Harvey, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks. What happened to my boy M-Bone?
It's really sad.
Wait, when did he become your boy? Just right about now.
All right.
He's a good guy. He came into the office with the group about, I don't know, 6 months ago. So he was standing outside a liquor store in Inglewood last night about 11:30, and there was a drive-by, and he got shot, and he died at the hospital.
It looks like just wrong place, wrong time?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. I mean, I've talked to people, cops, and they were basically telling me they're not positive, but it looks random right now. So it's really sad. I know.
And we never heard anything about him or that band being involved in any kind of gang warfare or anything.
No. I mean, he was just hanging out there. I mean, they seem like such good kids, and they think it's just random.
Wow.
It's really sad.
Super sad. How old was he? I mean, he looks real young in the pictures on DMZ.
He's really young. I think he's like early 20s.
That's bad news. All right, it's tough to change gears from a story like that, but I was off last week, Harvey. I wasn't here, but I was following your conversation on your Twitter feed. The argument that you and the office got into about how much money you'd have to be paid to get herpes was one of the most awesome things I ever heard. Now, tell people, did you guys talk about this last week, Kevin? Did this come up on that?
Okay. No, we didn't, because it came up later. Yeah.
Tell people how the conversation started. What was the story?
There's a lawsuit that was filed by a lawyer in town, Keith Davidson, and he says that he represents I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but he represents a plaintiff who was in Vegas and met up with a celebrity. I don't know who the celebrity is. They never named the celebrity, but I'll give you the hints I can give you are he's worth $100 million according to the suit, and he's a movie and TV star. And so they meet up in Vegas, and they actually have a very frank discussion. Do you have any STDs? And they both said no.
Right.
And according to the lawsuit, the celebrity knew that he had herpes and transmitted it, and they did pretty much everything. They did oral, they did sexual
intercourse. Take it easy. Take it easy, Harvey.
Forget what everything is.
We know everything.
Right. Everything that would make it easy to transmit herpes. We get that. Okay.
Tell the story. I mean, I'm
all right.
As
well,
as I can.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to help.
So how did the money factor into the conversation? Is there a big payoff now for that plaintiff so that it doesn't go to court so that person's name will not be revealed?
Well, I was told that the plaintiff, the lawyer, went to the celebrity before filing the suit and said, give us the money, and the celebrity was willing to pay something, and it wasn't enough, so they filed this anonymous lawsuit, and they've continued negotiating. So I think the game here clearly is that, you know, pay us or else we're going to name you, because a judge is going to throw this thing out. You have to name the defendant. So I'm guessing they're buying time here, and that's what it's about. But it triggered this argument in the newsroom because we started saying, would you get herpes for $20 million if you could get $20 million? And I'm shocked. But most of my staff would do it, and Dax went down to $5 million.
But Harvey, most of your staff already has it. Wait, does that count?
That's so the beautiful thing. Yes, yeah, sign up for it, knowing you've already got it. Take the money, right?
That's so funny. They all acted like, oh no, nobody. Anymore.
What's your number, Harvey? Did you weigh in with yours?
I'm not. I would not do it. I would not do it.
Oh, for no amount of money.
No amount of money.
Well, that tells you how well he's doing.
For 20. For $20 million? Yes.
I think I would. I think I'd do it for $20 million.
Well,
you would regret it.
The population has it, right?
You would regret it.
I would regret it after 6 months when I run out of money. But
Harvey, you know me. How much sex am I likely to have in the remainder of my life? Seriously. It would be worth me taking the $20 million and just not having sex again.
I mean, if that's your feeling, then, you know, but I don't know. I just can't.
All right. Let me ask you one more question on this, and then we got to hit the tour real quick before we hang up.
Yeah.
And that is.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, but let me ask you just a follow-up question. I know you can't say, but is there any reason to think it's not Jamie Foxx?
I honest to God, I do not know who it is. Now, there have been a lot of guesses, and people were looking at who was in Vegas on April 1st because they mentioned April 1st. But the way it's written, it says April 1st or before. And I found out it happened months before April 1st, and that was put in to throw reporters off so they wouldn't start guessing. So
I see.
All the guessing about April 1st is bogus.
But you said A plus. An A on your site, I think. I remember it saying A-plus celebrity. Like, everyone would know who
it's
it is.
It's apparently an internationally known celebrity.
All right, well, keep us posted on that one. And if anyone is offering the $20 million for herpes deal, please let me know, because I want to tip. All right, before you go, the TMZ Hollywood Tour, you were very excited when you announced it some months back. It is now up and running. How's it going?
I mean, look, I am more excited about this tour. I probably shouldn't say this, than anything I've ever done.
Oh, Harvey, you shouldn't say that.
I love this tour, and the staff came together, and everybody did such a good... It's a show. It really is a show. It's got songs and video, and the guides are unbelievable, and games. And so we're going through... We're on the maiden voyage of the tour, Saturday at 12:30, and it starts at the Man's Chinese. So we're going along, and we get into Beverly Hills, and we say, you know, if you see a celebrity, scream it out, and you'll win a T-shirt. And we can jump off the bus, and the guide's going to shoot. So all of a sudden, this woman, one of the tourists, screams, "Oh my God, there's P. Diddy!" And she screams, "Diddy!" And we see him coming out of Ralph Lauren. And so the guide runs off, and I'm just thinking, I got to do this too. So I run off the bus, and I run over there, and we're shooting this thing. And I mean, I got to tell you, it's like, seriously, with the maiden voyage of this tour. I mean, we were getting the biggest person we got before this was Fabio, and so we're just like, it was like unbelievable that we're getting Diddy on the maiden voyage. And so I walk over there, and he looks at me, and he says, "Oh man, I know all about your song."
Oh, you're
my
kidding.
Way?
Oh,
yes.
Wow. That must have made you happy.
And I just lost it. I went crazy. And it was just like, I couldn't believe it. So we did this interview with him, and I was so excited. I ran across Rodeo Drive to get back to the bus. Almost got hit by an SUV.
Sweet. Harvey Levin dies after meeting Diddy.
Oh my God! It was. This tour is so much fun, guys. I mean, I really want you guys on the bus. It's so
oh, we
want
to
fun.
Do it. We're really looking forward to doing it. How many times a day does the tour go out, Harvey?
Three times a day. and it's a two-hour tour. And it's not a tour. It's a show. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's a show.
It's a show. It's so much fun.
It sounds awesome. And how often are you're so busy, you're probably not on the tour very often, right? Every once in a while you'll do it?
Oh, no. I'm leaving TMZ. I'm going to be tour guide.
Yeah. Full time. All right. Last question. Where do you go to get information if people want to take the tour for themselves or with their friends visiting?
It's on TMZ.com. You can go to the right-hand rail and you'll see it. And Starline, we partnered with Starline, so you can go to Starline as well. But we leave it to Grauman's. It's honest to God, I'm pushing it because I love it. I mean, I went on it twice this weekend. I just love this tour.
Hey, congratulations, man. It sounds great. And you don't get herpes from taking the tour. I don't want anyone to get confused by this conversation. Go to TMZ.com for that and all the other late-breaking Hollywood news. Check your local listings for TMZ Television. Harvey Levin, always great to talk to you, my friend. Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you. Your shot at Weenie Roast tickets coming up in minutes. Stand by. We'll tell you how to win them on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph is here. Showbiz Beat on a Monday. What's happening, Ralph?
Okay, I'm not going to give away anything here then to the people listening in the other room because we got the game coming up to win the tickets.
All right.
For the next
okay.
break. So change of plans. Let's just move on with the showbiz news. It is Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Thor still continues its stranglehold of number one. $34.5 million it made in its second weekend. Bridesmaids came in at number two with $24.4 million. I saw that movie this weekend, and I thought it was very entertaining. Enjoyed it enormously. Not a lot of movies I can go to with the wife, and both of us come out feeling as satisfied.
She wasn't feeling Thor?
Did she go to you with... With Thor?
No, she did not go to Thor with me, no. I thought he was making like a Thor joke.
Maybe
like,
he was.
I'm so Thor. Thor.
No, I was saying the kind of movies that you usually look forward to, like the Thor-type movies, maybe are the ones that your wife wouldn't be crazy about, but that's why you're saying Bridesmaids is one of the rare ones you can both go to and like.
Yeah, and that's why people went in droves. $24.4 million made it number two. Fast Five was third. Priest 3D. Kevin, what'd you think?
Loved it.
There you go. There's your
exactly
there's
your top ten of all time?
No, but it's exactly what you think it's going to be. It's a rad priest killing vampires.
Awesome.
You got that going. And you got Maggie Q, so you got that going.
Fifth was Rio, Jumping the Broom, Something Borrowed, Water for Elephants, Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family, and Soul Surfer are your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Natalie Portman.
Oh. Yes.
She's due any day now for her little baby. In Touch Weekly says perhaps she's trying to give the baby a little nudge. Because she was seen eating spicy Moroccan food in New York last week. Apparently, that's one of the things that kickstarts labor, spicy food.
Right.
So maybe she's had an assful and she's ready to get that little bastard out of there.
On your ass, by the way, bro.
What? Lady Gaga's single. She broke up with her longtime boyfriend, Luke Carl. So,
good news for all the...
Put your name on the list, fellas. If you want to get some Gaga. Anyone? Hello?
I don't find her particularly sexy.
I don't think any of us do.
All right.
Tori Spelling has a new tattoo.
Sweet.
Yeah. She got the ink where she was, I guess it's on the left side of her rib cage. There's seven lines of text.
What?
In the new tattoo. Seven lines of text. That's not a tattoo. It's a pamphlet. The first two lines read, "Journey with me, my love, and I promise you my heart." Can't really see the rest of it, but that's from a photo in Star Magazine. Those lines apparently were the wedding vows she said with her husband, Dean McDermott. So she had her wedding vows written on her rib cage.
I think Megan Fox has one of those tattoos.
Yeah.
It's a whole paragraph, and I think Angelina Jolie has another one.
It's very popular now to write lines and lines of some text on your body.
That you're going to be lasering off.
I think Memento first made that popular, didn't it?
Right.
In case you're curious about something, you can look in the mirror. And CBS has canceled The Defenders with our buddy Jerry O'Connell. I was sorry. I was glad to see him have a show that lasted a couple years.
Did you watch it?
I did. Well, first couple episodes.
And he's a Hollywood treasure, too.
He is a Hollywood
treasure.
Good things.
That's true.
Mad Love with Jason Biggs has also been canceled by CBS. And Bleep and My Dad Says, which... It's all right with me because I never thought a TV series based on a Twitter account was such a good idea in the first place.
But what's Shatner going to do now? Isn't he down to like three shows?
He only has 14 jobs. So hey, Kevin, what you buying that table for his charity horse charity?
Well,
event?
That's already passed. Dude.
Oh, did it pass already?
Yeah.
How was it? Did you go?
It was great.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Did you ride a horse?
Yeah.
Were you at the table?
No, I didn't go.
Oh,
I had other plans.
You disappointed the
I had to talk to him. I was like, dude, I'm sorry, but.
Oh. You hurt but the Shad's feelings?
I hope not. He still worked you, though, and still made you write a big check, even though you weren't going to be there, right?
He didn't have to work me to do that. I like Shatner.
So you wrote him a big check?
Big. Define big.
Did you pay the man or not?
Yeah.
Or did you weasel out of it and not pay?
No. How dare you?
Well, I'm just saying I know you.
$10.
$10?
No, I'm just kidding. Back to you.
$12.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Danny Trejo. He was, of course, and continues to be, Machete.
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 No, Machete is what he said.
Six. Machete.
He does say it more.
This is Machete.
That's what I'm saying. 67 years old today. Pierce Brosnan is 58. Deborah Winger turns 56. Kristen Novoselic turns 46 years old today. Janet Jackson is 45. David Boreanaz from Bones is 42, as is actress Tracy Gold. From Growing Pains, 42 as well. Tori Spelling, who we were just talking about, her magical wonder tattoo, is 38. Wee Man, Jason Acuna, also 38. And Megan Fox is 25 years old.
You know what? I think Megan Fox would have been awesome before the advent of talkies.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Is it still rape if you're surprised?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, Linkin Park, Rise Against, The Strokes, Bad Religion, Cage, The Elephant, A Day to Remember, Face to Face, Neon Trees, Airborne, Toxic Event, Licky Lee, Foster the People, and Young the Giant. Am I just reading a list of rad bands, or are all of those going to be in one place on one day for the sold-out Weenie Roast 2011 on Saturday, June 4th? You can win tickets right now. Listen up.
Hey, my friend, if you can guess this song I'm singing, you will win the tickets. It won't be very easy, but if you can guess it, you will win the tickets.
All right, so what's going to happen is we're going to...
Guess the song I'm singing if you can, and then we'll give you some more tickets.
Got it. All right. All
right, now that last part was very important. I hope everybody paid attention to that, because that's integral to winning the game. Let's welcome Mumford or one of the sons. I'm not sure who
it's
to
Mumford.
The studio. Hi, Mumford. How are you?
Morning, Kevin and Ben. How are you today?
So your band, and you in particular, are so talented that you can sing any song from any band on our Weenie Roast lineup and Mumfordize it, and listeners will then try to guess what the song is.
I'm
going to
sing out a song.
Right.
If you can name it in a word, and then you're going to the ground. Get in the ticket.
Ticket.
Get in the ticket.
All right, so you name the you got to name the song and also the band that will perform
it. Song, all the singers.
Okay, all right. I think we understand the game here.
I'd like to suggest that I heard this game last week, and perhaps we ought to give them the name of the band.
And just have them come up with the song?
I like what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. You guys do it however you want.
Like they do.
All I know is I was... All right, Mumford. I was looking at the answers, and I couldn't recognize it.
All right, so you just want to go with song title. That's all you just talked about.
It's perhaps something we should think about.
All right, is that okay with you, Mumford? Can we change it up? All right. Okay, we don't need the whole thing there. All right, so let's just...
Okay, Mumford.
All right. Mumford, who's our first contestant today?
There is a fisherman.
Okay, maybe we'll go to the call.
He stands at the end of the pier.
Wait a minute.
Catching dead fish.
Is this the same Hector that was a fisherman last week?
Same one, guys.
Come on.
Hector!
Last week we busted this guy. We were like, what are you talking about, a fisherman in L.A.? And he's like, oh, I stand out on the piers. We're like, you're homeless.
That's homeless.
LA River,
that's...
man. Gotta fish the L.A. River.
All right, so you, of course, a prior contestant.
Get you a bunch of condoms.
Right. You know how the game is played, so listen up. We're Mumfording the hits. Tell us the title of this song that has been Mumfordized.
All right. Should we give the? Are we giving the band or no?
You said no. We already covered that. Try to keep up.
All right. Wow. You know, songs have words.
I'm singing all the words, standing on and here.
All right, Hector, better luck this time.
Going
to
be on Trees Animal.
Nicely done.
All right.
All right, now that doesn't mean you've won. You're just in the drawing. We'll see who else wins. Who's our next contestant, Mr. Mumford?
I'd like to handle that if you don't mind. This is Andrew from, he's a pool man. I don't know where he's from.
From Paramount, guys. Good morning.
Much better than I could have done it. Glad you stepped in.
He stepped in to fail. He pushed you out of the way so that he could fail at your job. Oh, all right, on. Listen up. We Mumford the Hits. What's the name of this song?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, I'm going to have to guess that was, I guess, Licky Lee.
Yeah, no.
I have no idea what that was.
In your defense, it didn't sound anything like
that. Nothing like Rising Guy.
It sounded just like it. Why don't you suck my bird?
Okay, all right, careful. Mumford, have you heard the other artists' songs that you're doing?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Let's try our man, Chris, line three. Chris, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. You're trying to get in the drawing as we Mumford the Hits. Listen up.
All right.
Okay. What do you think, Carl or Chris, whatever your name is?
Chris.
Wow.
Carl, what's the answer to that?
I'm here. Is that Young the Giant right there?
It's Cage the Elephant, Shake Me Down. Shake Me Down. Right. That was pretty close.
I got to tell you, Mumford, that last one sounded like I was listening to a Bob Dylan bootleg. I don't know. You guys, a lot in common there. All right, let's try it.
You can suck my
Okay, stop saying that. Let's try Eva. Let's get a lady. And ladies are usually better with lyrics. I don't know if that helps you here. Eva, you ready to play?
Yes.
Good luck. Right. Hey, feel free to jump in if you know the answer.
No, let it go away. Okay. I sound really good. Okay. I sound really good.
Here's your song, Eva.
Okay, feel free to jump in, indeed. Eva, what do you think?
I have no idea.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, that was the Strokes.
Sort of the Strokes.
People.
Sort of.
You did that.
All right, one more. I think we can only take one more. Let's see who joins Hector for the drawing here. It's going to be Jason. He's our last contestant.
All right, Jason, you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
He thinks it's funny, but does he know the answer?
The only thing I can think of is Linkin Park off that one.
All right, let's do the big drawing, Lisa. We go to the drawing.
Yeah,
a big win over here. Winner.
Hector.
It's just Hector the fisherman.
Hector,
Hector the non-fisherman is our guy.
Second try
is a charm. Thank you, Hector.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mumford.
Okay,
all right.
Congratulations, now you won the contest, and then you have got those tickets. You knew what songs I was singing, and you were getting it got those tickets.
I was looking down at all I see.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:42.
I don't want to start anything, but they're awfully Mumfordy too, by the way. I don't know if you noticed. Got a little bit of the Mumford in them as well. All right, you're listening to Kevin Bean Show on a Monday. Time for one more look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph Graham.
Thor, God of Thunder, beat the crap out of some bridesmaids this weekend.
I think it's movie titles.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read the wrong story.
Yeah.
Thor was number one at the box office, $34.5 million. Kept it at number one 2 weeks in a row. Bridesmaids, though, did very well, $24.4 million for the new Kristen Wiig movie. So glad to see her succeed. She's such a nice lady.
Did you guys have her on last week?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her so much. Does she remember you, Ralph, from the reality show you did together?
Absolutely, yeah.
Or does she pretend not to now that she's a big movie star?
I think she pretended to.
Did she pretend to remember me?
Yeah, I think she didn't, but no, we put her on the spot.
We had moments of recollection.
Okay. It's not nice. On her resume, though, right? She doesn't list it on her resume anymore.
Yes, it is.
Really?
IMDb, bitches. Look it up.
She's spending every waking minute trying to get it removed.
Fast Five was third. Priest 3D was fourth. Rio was fifth. Jumping the Broom, Something Borrowed, Water for Elephants, Tyler Perry's Medea's Big Happy Family, and Soul Surfer rounding out your top ten. Oh, thank God summer's here. Maybe we can start taking Tyler Perry and Soul Surfer off the top 10 movies of the box office list. What do you say?
And the guy who jumped over a broom or whatever.
Water for elephants and borrow my broom and jump over my elephants and all these other BS movies. Lindsay Lohan! Still doing her community service. Looks like she's going to get her 120-day sentence commuted down to 14 days because of overcrowding. You know.
120 days to 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
4 months, 2 weeks, what have you. Either way.
Wow.
Here's the thing, though. They're going to let her put on the bracelet, the anklet, and stay in her house.
Okay.
So what does overcrowding the prisons have to do with her being in her house?
So she can do that for the whole
120
days. Why couldn't
she do 4 months in her house?
That's a really good point.
Huh.
I don't get it.
Now, that is weird. Maybe she's got someone coming in after.
And this weekend, Kevin Smith, when we did the Hollywood Babylon show, he suggested that maybe she's got plenty of room in her house. Send some prisoners from county over there. They can do some more time if she's got room in her house.
Sure.
So, yeah.
All right.
Doesn't seem right.
By the way, did she get it or we don't know yet?
We're still waiting to find. But the rumor has it's going to be announced either today or tomorrow that she is accepted into that program. So we'll wait and see.
But the important thing that TMZ has reported, Ralph, and I don't know if you've seen this, is that this time she's taking it seriously and she's going to shape her life up.
That's
this
true.
This time she's going to not drink and not get in trouble.
That was going to be the point of the story I was getting at here.
I'm sorry. I thought you were moving on to something else.
To the news. Stories. News.
But this time she means it.
This time it's for
That's
real.
That's the key.
Yes. Pauly D has his priorities straight. You know, they're leaving for Italy to do the next season of Jersey Shore.
I thought Italy won't be
Jersey Shore, really, if they're in Italy, I guess.
I thought Italy said no thanks.
They did, and they're doing everything they can to try to keep him out, but apparently all the paperwork now has finally been straightened away, and they've got their licenses and their certificates to shoot and all the locations they have to. And
all right.
They're ready to go, and he said he is all he's bringing is hair gel,
sure,
blow dryer, and his hard drive of music in case he gets any gigs DJing. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, Pauly D, can you come over here to Leaning Tower of Pisa and start pumping up at the James?
Who's James?
Not James, James.
Who's what?
James.
Oh, jams.
You know I like it. Is that I like it like that? Baby, I like it. You're not the James. Pump at the fist. He also says, here is his list of dream dates. These are the girls he would like to dream date in the order, from 7th to 1st.
Okay. Oh,
when asked by Star Magazine.
Is this top 7 list?
Top 7. Lauren Conrad, 7.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj, 6. Sofia Vergara is 5th. Kim Kardashian, 4th. Adriana Lima, 3rd.
Yeah.
Eva Longoria, 2nd. And his number one dream date, Eva Mendes.
Oh.
Eva Mendes.
Not bad. Right. Now let's get a list of ones that he has a shot at.
Yes, that's right. let me see. can't find that list. That is nowhere to be found. Right. Lady Gaga, Carrie Underwood, Bill Rancic, Sarah Jessica Parker. That's the list of people he has to have a shot at. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Megan Fox is 25 years old today.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't think you said anything about it. I think Ralph said it.
Yes.
Pretty sure.
Everything's better with Megan Fox in it, right?
Wee Man. Jason Acuna celebrates his 38th birthday. Tori Spelling is also 38. Tracy Gold is 42. David Boreanaz celebrates his 42nd birthday today. Janet Jackson is 45. Chris Novoselic of Nirvana is 46. Deborah Winger is 56. Pierce Brosnan turns 58. And Danny Trejo.
Machete.
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 This is Machete.
He is 67 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. All new program tomorrow morning. We have Josh and Jake Harris in the studio from Deadliest Catch. All I know
is... Oh, that's a great show.
We have to keep Alex away from them, though. She's much too excited about that.
Loves her.
They're very manly.
Right, I know. But I'm saying we need to put a security detail on Alex. Otherwise, she's going to harass them. Internet Roundup. tomorrow. We have tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2011. We have Would You Like to Take That Back, an all-new edition. And we're going to, Kevin and Bean, foreign correspondent, we're going to call Brazil.
No.
So anyway, that's all tomorrow morning. What? That's all?
No.
There's a woman who took to court the case and won it that she should be able to masturbate at work.
Right.
That is a true story.
And you will get no more information than that.
We're sure going to try.
Any phone call that you make.
We're sure going
to
try.
First of all, it's going to be awesome just to talk to hot Brazilian chicks that answer the phone about masturbation. So it's really worth making the call anyway. Hey, before we go, Ralph, how about a treat for the Kevin and Bean listeners that stick around to the very bitter end of the program? How about some Hangover tickets?
Yeah, I've got tickets to the red carpet world premiere of Hangover 2. Not just Hangover. That wouldn't be worth it because you've seen Hangover probably. Probably own the DVD.
Got on DVD, yeah.
How about the second one, though? How about Hangover Part 2? Red carpet world premiere. How would you like to go to that? Well, I bet you would. First three callers right now, 1-800-520-1067. They all get tickets to the Hangover Part 2 world carpet or red carpet world premiere at Grauman's Chinese Theater this Thursday, May the 19th. All the stars will be there. Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, Zach Galifianakis, Justin Bartha, Mike Tyson. Do not make him angry.
Do not make eye contact.
If you'd like to go, three callers, 1-800-520-1067. The first three callers get a pair of passes to the red carpet world premiere of The Hangover Part 2.
Yeah. And we'll see you tomorrow.